Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Flow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I write along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Woo! Just got in there. Peace and greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. So good to see everybody in the house tonight. And just want to welcome you guys on over to The Remix Online International Radio Show. And just want to invite you guys, let you know the chat room is open. So for those of you who want to come over and join us in chat, you certainly can do that. We got the chat room. We got the chat room open. And so good to see everybody here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I see you guys getting yourselves all filled up on the phone lines here. And it's just so good to have everybody in the house tonight. Tonight is Friday, October the 18th, 2013. And, of course, you know what time it is. It is Friday night. It is time for The Remix. And so glad that you guys are over here tonight joining me live in the forum tonight. Brother Bilal is going to be joining us here, and we're going to be taking your calls. We're going to be taking your calls and answering your questions and doing all kinds of things. Tonight we're going to be talking about, of course, you know, there is a full moon and there is an eclipse going on, really what they call the traveler's moon that's coming on. So I'm sure Brother Bilal is going to come on and shed some light about what's going on in the cosmic world up there and everything that's happening. Peace and greetings, everyone out there. So good to have everyone in the house tonight. I want to give out the call number as we get ready to get started. 646-652-2711 is the number to call to get you locked into The Remix. If you're an international caller and you're out there and you want to call us, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code. That's going to get you locked in. Once you dial the U.S. country code, then you can dial 646-652-2711 and get in. And then also, you can Skype in. So for those of you who have Skype, you can actually use Skype and you can Skype right on into the call. Also, you can come on over and join us in the chat room if you want to come and join us in the chat room. That's cool. And so the chat room is now open for you guys. I just opened it. And you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Remix, all one word, and that's going to get you into the chat room. And the Remix family is in there. We have Esther in the chat room, the other Remix host, and also Sister Manya, the sister who works with me as well, in the chat room, and Kalimar, and a slew of others. Good Looking is there, and KT7, and lots of others getting themselves all set up. So the chat room is open, and you guys are certainly free to come on over and join us in chat as well too. So peace and greetings, everybody. I don't know about you guys, but it has been a pretty pretty intense week, a good intense week, moving kind of fast week, which I like. That's a good thing. Friday got here really, really quick, but a pretty intense week coming up. Now, as you guys know, Dr. Albert Taylor was supposed to be our guest here tonight. He is not feeling so well, so we are going to have to do that another time. And I spoke with him earlier today, this evening, so he will be joining us at another time, and I'm definitely looking forward to that, and I know you guys are too. So he certainly will be back to join us here in the Remix family. Love that brother and his energy, and so this is truly a show that was truly inspired tonight. And I love that because that's really sort of the place. And I just felt like doing readings tonight, even though I'm doing readings all week. I just really felt like doing readings tonight. And so I was able to get in touch with Brother Bilal. And, you know, he kind of was like the same way. Yeah, sure, he would come on and we'll do readings together. So that's going to be cool. We're going to be taking your calls tonight. The energy is certainly right for this. Lots of creative energy, lots of sexual energy out there, all kinds of energy just kind of moving around out there in the cosmos as we get ready to get started. So peace and greetings to everyone. If you're a guest and you're joining us in the forum for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome as a guest joining us. All you have to do is click very bottom to sign up and tell us who you are, and we'll definitely make you feel right at home, and it'll keep you locked into the Remix. You can also go back and download tonight's show as well as all of the Remix shows. I get so many emails throughout the week, and when I'm in sessions with brothers and sisters all over the world, that they tell me that they listen to the download, and that's certainly something that they keep on lock for themselves, and they keep listening to the download. And so the download is great. I also want to remind you guys to go back and listen to the show that we did last week where Brother Amani Valentino was on. And so that show was titled Make a New Man. So definitely that show as well as other shows are there. So you can go back and you can download that show as well as all of the great Remix shows here of all the amazing brothers and sisters who come from all over the world, and they share their work, and they share it in just their own unique and very magical way. We love that. We're going to give international shots out here in just a little bit. But we're actually going to get ready to get into the share. I'm excited. I'm excited to talk to you guys. I'm Bilal, and for us to just kind of get right to it, you know, kind of talk a little bit, see what's going on. All right, you guys, I am back. You know, anytime I get ready to start messing around with Facebook, it just kind of goes a little crazy. Just way too much energy over here. But just wanted to let you guys know I am back, and wanted to remind you guys about self-invested and about all of those of you who are self-invested. I want to say congratulations to everyone who has just become self-invested. If you guys don't know about what self-invested is, well, it's an amazing opportunity where you can connect with brothers and sisters from all over the world and do something very innovative, where we come together and be able to work up close and personal with each other. They are sharing their messages and sharing things that they haven't shared before, and doing it in a very, very unique way. Get hands-on. It really is all about transformation and alchemy. And so this is an opportunity for you to be able to just bring everything that you have to the table and really hear from those who have been doing the work for a very, very long time, and some of those who are coming into the work and sharing it in a magnificent way. So we have everyone coming into Self-Invested, and this month we are doing the Mastermind Program, myself and Brother Bilal, and It's amazing. It's amazing the work that's happening, that is going on. And so every day we're getting more and more brothers and sisters from all around the world who are self-invested and that have joined, and we're able to spread the word and share this. And so, you know, we've had the Goddess Rainwater come into class and self-invested. I have done class in self-invested. Siba Haru, Alke Blonde has done a class in self-invested. Brother Wayne Chandler and many others have agreed to do a show in self-invested. And so it is just so exciting. If you want to find out more about self-invested and how you can be a part, or just how your family can be a part, because we have classes and classes that will be coming up for the children, for the family, so no one gets left out, you can email question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue @gmail.com, and we'll send you all the information, and you can go from there. Also, big ups to all the sisters in the priestesshood. Woo, boy. I know y'all can feel those cosmic surges that are coming out from them amazing sisters putting in the work. I could not be more honored to be working with such an amazing group of women from around the world, powerful sisters. Talk about witches. That takes that to a whole nother level. Talk about being magical. These sisters are, and they are really working their magic and really getting it in. And so it's just a loving, powerful, unique group of sisters, and you will get to introduce themselves to all of you guys and see that. So for those of you still wanting greetings, you can still email question for blue. It is a line already starting for all of these sisters as they get ready to embark on their journey. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. So glad to have you guys in the house. We're going to be taking your calls tonight. Brother Bilal is going to be joining us. We're going to play a little bit of music. And, of course, we're going to listen to some Baby Blue, and then we're going to play some music, kind of move ourselves around a little bit. And I'm just in the mood to do some readings. I mean, to get it.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ah, that's right. That's right. So now we're going to listen to some music. Just kind of move ourselves around a little bit here. And, you know, I think, yes, yes, yes. Y'all know, you already know, you already know. Can I say it? Can I say it? I know I could say it. Let's see. Yeah, we're going to listen to this, and we're going to get ready to get right into the share.
No.
That's it. Pops and the Stable Singers. And I'll take you there. Always a great share. One of my favorite. Definitely on my, what I call my save me list. One of my songs there. I love that song. Just so much energy and love in there. Welcome to the remix, everyone. And greetings to you guys out there joining us live in the forum tonight. Tonight, walking on the shadow side. We'll be taking your calls here. Joining me also in the forum is Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. He does those amazing soul alignment readings that you guys all know so well, as well as the brother that works with me, and we work together in Self-Invested in the Mastermind series that we have going on, as well as Brother Bilal doing numerology, astronomy, and all kinds of other great things in Self-Invested as well. And just want to welcome everybody to the forum tonight. You want to get on the phone lines. This is the night to do it. We're going to be doing readings, and you guys get to ask us what you want to ask us. How cool is that? So if you have a question and something that you want to ask, you can do that. We'll talk a little bit about what we do for those of you who may be new, and maybe this is your first time joining us in the remix, so you can kind of get an understanding of that, and we can talk about it a little bit. So we're kind of walking the shadows. All right. I guess I'm back. I am back. Brother Bow, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
I am good. If I could stop warping and surging all over the place, I'll be even better. Peace
no
and
doubt.
Greetings and welcome to the remix tonight.
Thank you. Say hello, everybody in the Remix family. How's everybody tonight?
Yeah, everybody is getting themselves all settled in. Yes, yes, yes. Good to go. And we're gonna get into it, but I do want to ask you to talk to us a little bit about the energy that's kind of going on the planet right now.
I tell you what, it's one word to describe it. And I would like to say life.
Yes.
And just at the heart of what that means, you know, I love words. That's like my, you know, I love words. But for everyone, life is live feelings.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, with this Hunter's Moon out tonight, the Hunter Moon always come. It's the first moon after the Harvest Moon. And so what happened with the Harvest Moon, that's why you've seen a lot of things drop, like, what is that, the new game that's out with the iPhone.
Oh, yes.
What's the hottest game out there that made $1 billion in three or four days?
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, all of that was dropped in the Harvest Moon.
Yes.
You know, and they worked almost 3 to 4 months to build up to that point. And the Hunter's Moon is the first moon after the Harvest Moon. And one of the main reasons it's called the Hunter's Moon is because it's so bright outside. And if you notice, we inside of an eclipse also. So if you look at the moon, is almost permeating like the sun. So, you know, so the Hunter's Moon, because if you're hunting tonight, you'll be able to see it as clear as day. You understand? Yeah. Then it's also the traveler's moon, like you say, because a lot of our forefathers, they traveled at night during this type of moon.
Yes.
Not only the North Star, but the moon was the guide.
Right.
Okay. So we're still talking about a satellite.
Yes.
The moon is a satellite. And you know what it's like? It's think about like a Mustang, the Mustang horse, right? You have to saddle the Mustang so you could calm it down. So you have a saddle light. You have to put a saddle on the light. So go back to life. If you write the word life out, the L-I is for live and the F-E is for feelings. So that's like being live in concert all the time.
Know what that feels like.
No, and you know, no one, you really can't be live in concert all the time. And that's what's so significant of the bull rider. When you get on the bull, you know, he can only ride at 6 seconds. You understand that? That's like breaking a record when you get to 7 to 8 seconds. Because who could ride that wave of life that long? And it's just like jumping off I know when we were younger, we used to jump off of the garage. You know, we used to climb up and jump off. If you try to brace yourself, you're gonna break something.
Yes.
So when you jump, you need to roll and go with the flow of life.
Yes, definitely. Like cosmic wave, riding cosmic wave, one of the cards in the Kim deck. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I love that card. Yes. Mm. And so look at the satellite. So we're putting a saddle on the light tonight. And the reason it's really live in concert, because the last thing I thought this morning waking up that I'll be on the remix tonight. And this is not a last minute. This is just a divine appointment.
So true.
All right? Yeah, so we satellite. And it's just, you know what? It's just like the intelligence behind fire. Fire is the raw stage, the element of fire is the raw stage. But when you bring it down to a laser beam, it becomes intelligent because you learn how to harness and saddle the fire into the laser beam. So we're looking to put intelligence behind everything we do.
Yeah.
Okay, so but this we talking about the satellite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's real bright outside if you look up.
It is. It really is. It's a really great time for you to think about, like you were talking about, that illumination. One of the things, if you go back and take a look at all of our ancestors, that is one of the ways that they were able to do everything. It was through sort of light of the sun and the moon. Those who really were those guides, it really how things begin to move themselves. And if you take a look at the moon and really what the energy is calling for at this particular time, and I noticed this theme this week in the readings particularly, that this is really about you sort of kind of what kind of impression. This is a great opportunity for you to see your own reflection in this shadow time. It is a great time. So you can remember, like, sometimes in the summertime when the sun sort of catches you as it's going down and you can see your shadow real good, it's an opportunity for you to take a peek into your shadow self. It's an opportunity for you to begin to look at different aspects and different parts of yourself and perhaps ways that you haven't done in a while, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would bring us to say be more persistent.
That is a...
You're breaking up a little, Miss Blue.
Yes. Am I?
Yeah, that would
well,
speak
hopefully
to being persistent. Oh yeah, you know, and what I notice most of the time we run out of gas too fast. All right, where that determination get tested. So that's why when you just think about when you hear the word exalted, you know, and you know, with a lot of my research, when I study planets, it's like I'm looking to see what house when they move into the house where the planet is being exalted. Yeah, that's a big part of my work. See, and most of this is just based on you just making a mental adjustment, because We talking about when the planet is being exalted. Okay, so let's talk about this. Watch this. Let's go to the application that's on the phone. Okay, one of the most popular applications on the phone on the iPhone was the game Angry Birds.
Yes.
Okay. What nobody know is Angry Birds is their 100th app.
Right. It's not even. It took them. They really 100 app. Like think
yes.
about 99.
They had 99. Right.
Yes.
They had 99 that failed. That look. Most of them are still on there, but nobody even buying those apps. The Angry Bird was their 100th app. They
yeah.
exalted it. You understand? It was exalted into Angry Bird. It took all of those to mesh into that one jewel, which is Angry Bird. And what happened, we find ourselves getting exhausted too fast. We have to work past the exhaustion.
Yeah.
That's just like 7-Up. He failed 6 times. Then 7 went up. You understand? It was 7-Up. Why is 7-Up? He failed 6 times at that. We give up too easy.
Yeah.
So when we look at this moon tonight, it's in the lunar eclipse, in truly understanding what the eclipse is. The eclipse, you know what? Let's bring this down to earth with eclipse. Because me and my brother had a situation where, you know, he was up front doing a lot of work, but he was starting to get exhausted. So the conversation we had, I say, let me eclipse you, meaning let me cancel you out. Let me take the front so you can step back and get some rest and do some internal work. And as you phase out, I'll be up front and you phase back in. You eclipse me back out. You understand? It's a process.
Yes.
You know, we so good at clipping each other off or clipping each other out of what we think we're working on, but it's really working in that unison.
Yes. So
you know,
true.
Just like we talked on last show, the moon and the sun is in harmony. They are in unison.
With each other,
but
yes.
you have to saddle. You have to put a saddle on it.
Mm-hmm.
And stop, I promise you, if you work inside the exhaustion, that's where
yes.
all the gifts come at, inside of being exhausted.
So true.
Because there's nothing else to try.
Isn't it? Yeah. Some of the best.
You literally run out.
Run out, yeah.
That's how you tap in.
And it really is an opportunity for you to, and I know we all have heard this saying, get out of your own way. Sometimes we can be that worst enemy to ourselves when it comes to something we want to achieve or if it comes to something that we want to do. And another way that you can begin to look at it is resistance. Because
yeah.
any time that you start to go against the grain, any time that you take the path least traveled, you're going to face resistance.
Right.
And a lot of times we see that resistance. That is not the time for you to turn around and run the other way, but really stand your ground and really continue to move forward from the position of your heart, because this is where true hearing comes in. And we talk about this a lot. It is not all of this chatter that goes in your mind that makes you analyze things down to the finite detail. That is not it. It is really listening to really that frequency, that vibration that is at a higher level of yourself. That's within your heart.
Right.
When you're following that path, what it looks like, what it sounds like, what it tastes like, what it feels like can be extremely different than what you know to be true. And a lot of times, like you were saying, Brother Bilal, we don't want to work in the exhaustion. I can tell you guys, that is something that for me on my path and journey that I had to learn on a personal level, a physical level, and on a spiritual level, that I had to work through the exhaustion. It doesn't mean that
yeah.
you don't your time, like say to get your downtime, but to really begin to recognize where you are. You know, this is something that you talked about a lot about on one of the shows that we did in the past. And also in the Kim business class, this is one of those principles. You have to know your location.
Tonight,
with the moon illuminating, shining so bright. So this is not about moving around in the dark, even though we're talking about the shadow. This is not about moving in the dark. It's about being able to see and to find your location. What is your location? Where are you? Where are you? So we're going to be taking your calls tonight, you guys. 646-527-1 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. If you would like to have reading from myself and Brother Bilal, press 1, and we're going to be here. And, press 1, press 1.
That also, it make me just know, you know, in all my study and understanding, there's a shadow side to everything.
Yes.
And the shadow really becomes the substance behind everything.
It does.
You know, it's just like pumping gas, and if you step to the side, you see the fumes coming. You know, like when you say, man, I'm just running on fumes. You know, the fumes, you know, that part is the substance. That shadow is the substance behind everything.
Mm-hmm.
So even when we're talking about exalted and exhausting yourself, and we're not just talking about a physical exhaustion, but I want you to know, if you keep digging, you will never stop digging. You know how they say, remember when we were young, they say, if you dig through the earth, you'll wind up in China and Japan. You know, if you dig to the, you will dig to the other side.
Right.
Trust me, you can do that. You can really dig so deep, but it'll keep bringing you back to the same, you know, it'll bring you back to the same thing over and over, just in different expressions. But the digger you dig, is the deeper you could go. If you could go, you could go for it.
You could definitely
So hopefully we get exhausted tonight. You know, we'll go into the exalted stage and just go in and go for it, because we are live in concert.
Yes, we are live in concert, you guys.
Live in concert. So we freestyling tonight.
Yes. And so the other thing I want to tell you guys, the only thing that is required, the thing is required for you to call in is just a pure heart and a clear mind. That's it. And we're going to go from there. So we're just going to go. I'm just going to kind of jump around. And I see lots of you guys on the phone line. So we're just going to kind of jump around here. And we're just going to go from there. So we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 781. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Shanice, calling from Boston.
Okay. Greetings, Shanice from Boston. And what's your question tonight?
Well, my sister just went off to college, so I guess my question is, just how to cope with her leaving and, you know, having a distance between us and things like that.
So your sister just went off to college, and so you guys did all of that wonderful celebrating, and you did all that joyous stuff, and you kind of had all of those flashbacks of just thinking about your time together and just seeing where you are right now. You know, Baby Blue is about to get ready to go off to college, which is a beautiful thing. I look forward to it. You know, it's an opportunity for her to start stepping into her own. And, you know, I went through that with my son. And so I know I get a chance to see what it's like. Some real interesting things going on tonight, you guys. Just bear with me. We right here. We got everybody interested in the show tonight. So that whole shadow side is some real serious stuff. But So it is, it's just really, really, it's a beautiful thing. I know for you and your sister, this has been a very unique journey. And I can't help but sort of kind of bring a message to you from your parents. Particularly, this message is coming from your mother, and she's letting you know that your tears are definitely cleansing for your soul. And so you're just kind of climbing that spiral ladder one step at a time. And so know that the bond that you and your sister have cannot be separated by distance. It cannot. And it will not be separated by distance. And I know one of the things that you're thinking is, will she forget you? You know, will she forget you? Will she everything that you've done for her, you know, that you've really helped her with, even though you guys had some ups and downs in there, you know, will you guys still have this distance? And absolutely yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you're your mother and father are both smiling down on you. Have your parents transitioned?
Yes, yes.
They are smiling on you. Oh, they are so smiling. And big, beautiful heart that is there for you guys and everything. So your sister is there, and she's still going to be there. For, you know, just keep that door open and let her know that if she wants to, you know, email her, you know, send her little care packages. You know what to do. You've been taking care of her this whole time. Nothing has changed. But it is okay for you to feel sort of the tears. These are tears of joy. These are tears of cleansing. Allow yourself to be in that feeling 100%.
Okay.
Brother Bilal? Yeah.
Yes, yes. If you know, let me get your birthday while we could, you know, talk about where you feel exhausted at. Let me get your birthday.
12/23/1982.
Tell me a little bit about where you feel exhausted at, because that's where the that's where the real Jews are. Where you feel
So I have a nephew, and his mom abandoned him last year, and so I.
Okay.
I'm feeling exhausted because I feel like my aunt that has custody of him, she's putting a lot of pressure on me to kind of, like, discipline him. And I love him, but I'm just, I just feel like I raised my sister, and I don't really want to, take the responsibility of helping him. It's not that I don't love him, but I just want to be free of raising other people's children. Like, I have to raise my sister forever, so I just don't want to take on another responsibility.
Okay, okay. Well, yeah, because I don't, and see, that when we're talking about the shadow side, and remember when I just spoke, I was talking about putting a saddle on the light, right? Just putting a saddle on it. And it's like at some point you have to come in your mind where you're going to draw the line and say enough is enough.
Yes, yes.
Because if you really burn yourself out with that situation, you're going to be no good for your sister.
That's right.
Exactly.
All right. So at some point, you have to come to a point where enough is enough. Your shadow side, let me tell you where your shadow side is. Your shadow side is connected to you starting things.
Oh, man. Brother Bilal, all the money.
Yeah, till you start. I'm gonna tell you one good thing you really need to start doing. I would love for you to get into numerology and astrology, just from an organic place. Just start somewhere, because you have a lot of activity and interest in that area already. So I would love for you to get into some, you know, like numerology, astrology, you know, and start putting yourself around these vibrations. Even for the alphabet, all right, I want you to do that. Another thing I want you to do, I want you to either start jogging or start walking. You have to get out. You have to get exercise.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because that's going to be another way you start working things out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? So it is, you know, so it's, you know, but that shadow side, I want you to initiate and start things.
Mm, beautiful. Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? Yes. Get you a ruby crystal. I just want to add that. Get you a ruby crystal because a ruby is excellent for starting. You know, a ruby really kind of sparks those things that are deep. And for you, even though you have so much love, and that's really sort of at the core of where you are, you have a whole lot of anger in you that you haven't been able to let out. And that ruby is excellent for really bringing those things to the surface and really helping you. You can even combine that ruby with a clear quartz crystal and begin to work with it to help kind of help with that energy. And I want you to think of another thing, like Brother Bilal was telling you about the walking, because a lot of things for you have to do with your bloodline. And you can see this. And see, the ruby really helps to cleanse, and it also helps to regulate the blood, which is symbolic of the bloodline, of moving that energy through you. You are definitely a giver, but you have a lot of held-on anger and resentment just for life. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Tonight is about live feelings. So your life is filled with live feelings, but a lot of your live feelings that are deeply held within you are anger and resentment, and rightfully so, you understand, but it's about getting that energy out of your body. So getting you a ruby and meditating with it, carrying it with you and holding it is really going to help you be able to release that energy so that it can come to the surface and really just kind of bring itself out. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. Thank you, Brother Blah.
Yeah. Oh, for you. One second. I want to exalt it. Let's see if we could exalt this situation. Because I want to bring you. Yeah, because you know, that's the energy for tonight, and let's exalt it. Because I'm gonna tell you the number one thing exhausting you is you don't have a good definition of rejection.
I don't.
That's what's hard. That's why it's hard for you to tell people no. But when you don't say no, it puts you in some bad situations and some places you don't supposed to be in.
Yeah.
Your weakest point is not uncovering enough. You don't uncover. You don't research and uncover it. All of your wealth and prosperity are in your hands. Your hands are golden. Everything that's connected to prosperity is in your hands. Just stop being in the rush. Slow it down.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Brother Bilal.
All right.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. You guys have a great night. And thanks again.
All right. You too. Make sure you contact
us. I will contact you. I have Brother Bilal's book as well.
All right.
Good.
But I will definitely get the ruby, and thanks again for everything.
All right. Peace
and
love.
All right. Thank you.
Peace and love.
Beautiful. Okay. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 857. You're live in the room. 857?
Hi, Ms. Blue.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
I'm Brother Bilal. My name is Destiny.
How you doing?
Greetings, Destiny.
Greetings.
Did you say Stephanie or Destiny?
Destiny.
Okay.
Destiny, all right.
Yeah.
That's the destination. Let me get your birthday while you tell us what's the destination for tonight. What's your birthday?
9/18/86.
Okay. What's going on with you and where you feel exhausted at?
Where do I feel exhausted? Ooh. I feel I'm getting pulled from every which way. I'm exhausted.
Okay.
Exhausted. She said, I am exhausted. I am exhausted.
Well, and just like this really is a charging time for you because you were born in the full moon, okay? And your exhaustion is coming from the same place, starting and finishing. This is like a real powerful period for you because when you were born, the moon is in the same place tonight. This full moon is when you were born. So this is a charging time. But a lot of what you do is in the medical field.
Yes.
What field are you in? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah, I knew that. But look, now check this out. Where you really getting exhausted? Let me see where you're getting it. It's your mind with time. And this is an attribute you have from your father. So you may have some father issues, but your timing is bad. Your timing is bad. And then I commend you on finishing school because I know that's something that was real challenging for you because you have a hard time staying the whole course. You don't like that time thing.
Yeah, you're a little lazy on that end.
Yeah, you understand? You're a little lazy on that end. But what happened, you see, because you wanted to try this a new way. You really wanted to come and exhaust yourself, but you're getting exhausted really thinking you're helping other people. You're really coaching and assisting yourself on another level. You're learning something about yourself, but you have to learn how to finish strong. See, when you get exhausted, you just lay down. I want you to stay up and get it.
Yeah.
I want you to stay up and get it.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at both ways. If you have an issue with everything being in a rush and you need it right now, that comes from your left hemisphere. Your right hemisphere is wrapped up into intimate relationships, all right? And make sure you stay balanced with that because that is one of the things that would really exhaust you.
Mm.
But that overactivity in the mind just coming from all that ambition you have. Slow that shit up. Finish was on a plate already. It's just like at the buffet. It's at the buffet, you go in up there and get shit, and you don't like nothing on the plate, and you just leave the plate out there, and you keep going back to the damn buffet until you try everything in there, and then you don't want to pay for the goddamn ticket once it's over because you say, I ain't eat nothing. But they said, damn, you went up there 10 goddamn times. And then you realize you didn't want it after you done put all these plates on the table. You got to pay your bill. You got to pay that shit.
Yeah. You know, beautiful. Very, very beautiful. That's some of the same things that I got when you came on the phone line and you said Destiny. I actually have a car named Destiny. Actually, it's one of my car's names, and for very good reason. But I see you sort of kind of reaching your hands up and almost touching the moon. This is pretty much how you've lived your life. It's always being yet so close, but still so far. And even though somebody else would come into your life, Destiny, and say you have achieved so much and you have done so much in your mind, it's not good enough. And you haven't done what you wanted to do. And it's still that you're going after more and more and more and more. So as a result, what happens is there's a particular area of life that you keep starting again. So it's like you're in this endless circle jerk. And that circle jerk has nothing to do with your career because you're good there. It has absolutely nothing to do with really some relationships you have. But this has to do with something that started with you when you were about 10 or 11 years old, and this has to do with you and your body and how you see your body.
My body. What happened?
Yeah. It has to do with your own self-image of how you see yourself. Because reflection in the mirror, it has never been what you want it to be. Is that true?
That's true.
Yeah. That is at the core issue for you, is to be able to see a true reflection, because what you're looking at and what you're reaching for is not even you. So I even see that you have all of these pictures of these different women and their bodies and how you want to get your body like theirs.
Yes.
Yeah. You have to let that go, because what that has caused is a distortion in your mind, and it's impacting you on relationship level. It's impacting you. So what's happening is some of these worst fears you're having, people are speaking on them. So that you don't begin to start turning this energy into yourself and really creating a problem for yourself. I mean, it's bad enough that you've already thought about plastic surgery.
I mean, yes.
We're getting down to the root of it.
I
see you doing that. You are a beautiful sister, that anything that you want to achieve with your body is possible. And you don't have to do what you've done for other things that you've gotten in your life, is go to extreme measures. Because who we have on the phone with us tonight, Brother Bilal, is an extremist.
Very.
So it's a lot of people who talk about by any means necessary. Oh, no, this sister mean that shit. Oh, she going to make it happen. You understand? And that ain't always the truth. That's not the truth. Been there, not that, got the T-shirt. Don't be an extremist. You understand? Don't do it. Especially when it comes to your body. Accept yourself. Learn how to love yourself. I, you know, used to talk about this, and I do talk about it so much, that we don't touch our bodies enough. And so we have this very, very distant relationship with our own bodies. And the only time that we lay hands on ourselves is when we're in the shower or somebody else is touching us. And as women in particular, it's like it's a sin to take your hand and touch yourself. And that's the assignment I'm going to give you, that you need to begin to get a very intimate relationship with your body. And you need to be able to love every single inch of you.
Mm-hmm.
Before you start talking about fixing something, you have to know what is truly wrong. And you don't know, because this idea that you have is based on some craziness. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to go any further into what you thinking about doing. Just craziness. There's nothing wrong with you. You're absolutely perfect.
Thank you.
All right. All right.
Yes.
So don't
great.
Be an extremist. All right.
No,
so
one more thing. I would like to challenge you to pick up a camera and start taking some pictures, especially like antique houses and a lot of older sites. I would challenge you to do that. I think you would really love that. That would be another end for you. Yeah, get you a camera. Get you a digital camera if you don't already have one. Get into some picture taking, photography, even painting. See, that's where the work you need to do is hands on, and stop looking for so many shortcuts. You extreme, especially on shortcuts.
We ain't gonna talk about the shit she took through nursing school, because she took some shortcuts.
Yeah.
I might have to go and read some of them notes.
You're right. Right. And so you can still get it done, but just the fulfillment altogether of knowing it is a difference in knowing it. You'll never have fear.
Yeah.
Because you know it. Yes, but pick up the camera for me. Yeah, do something with your hands. Some cooking or something like that.
And take a picture yourself while you're at it.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Brother Bilal. Thank you, Mr. Thank you.
All right.
I have a great evening for you guys tonight. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, yes, thank you.
I was listening. Thank you.
All right.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling from area code 661, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 661? Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi. My name is Paul. Paul Breivik.
Okay. What's up, Paul? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a bit mad. Honestly, it's about an issue that's really close to my heart.
No, Paul, not tonight. Let's go to the next. Not tonight, Paul.
Paul please. Riding the light. It's the Hunter's Moon. Paul
yeah,
hunting.
Paul was about to get it in. Not tonight, Paul. We're going to go to calling in from area code 804. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 804? 804 must be with Paul. They kind of came off. Yeah, they
That's all good.
We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 617. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's online?
Hi, my name is Sheba, and I'm calling from Providence.
Okay, Sheba, you said?
Yes.
Okay, and you're calling from Providence, Rhode Island?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay,
and,
okay.
So, what's so for you this evening?
Well, just an issue that's weighing heavy on my heart. Just some distress between myself and my mother.
Well, let me get your birthday while you tell us about it. Let me get your birthday and check something out.
I'm sorry, I'm just a little nervous. 7-7-73.
That's all right, because I'm telling you, live in concert. So, hey, we all, yeah, everything good. You're in good hands. Okay. So tell us what's going on.
We're just not getting along. We're not speaking right now, and it's bothering me a lot.
It's bothering you so much you can't sit down with your mom and talk about it?
I've tried to contact her and reach out, but it hasn't been very pleasant at all.
Okay. Let me check something out for you. And other than that, that's the thing that's pressing tonight? So you looked at... That's the main thing pressing?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you another question. Is this... I know it's always personal with you and your mother, but is this just a... Do she, just like the last call we talked to, is she upset with you for taking so many shortcuts and being lazy or not fulfilling what she thought you should have done? What's the issue?
No. She's upset with me because I'm not conforming to what she wants me to basically do with my life.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, that's all right. Yeah, no. No, I'm looking at that, and it's like you have a lot of the pioneer energy, okay? You really are a love child, and it's like your mother and father, you have been given a lot, but without the process. And I know we talked about this before, and whenever we get things without the process, we never know how to recreate a. Really map it out and get it for ourselves so you become dependent. But at a certain point, you don't want to be dependent on no one. You understand? So it's like they look at you as the pioneer. You was the first to come and do it, but you came in. You didn't want to do it the traditional way. That's your thing. You don't want to do it the traditional way. Your shadow side is to educate. You don't educate yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's not about going to school, but even self-education. Stop taking shortcuts with your education, because this is beneficial to you. At the root of education, edu means to draw out. So we're talking about your intelligence. You need to draw out more.
Okay.
All right, and it's just like you want to just really just take the shortcuts, but you have to go and educate yourself so you could have something to stand on. And they are scared to close their eyes because they know you're not going to be all right out here by yourself.
Yeah. I didn't. Can you guys hear me back? I am just coming back in.
Yes, we can hear you, Ms. Blue.
It's crazy. Okay, I don't know where we left off, but I need to ask you a question. I didn't even catch your name. What was your name?
Sheba.
Sheba, yes. Who played an instrument and passed away? Who do you know played an instrument and passed away?
The only person I know that recently passed away within my family.
It doesn't have to be recently. Yeah, it doesn't have to be recently. Yeah.
Oh, my uncle recently passed away, and he was musical, and my aunt passed away several years ago, and she was very musical as well.
Okay. Well, that may explain it. And, you know, I'll hold that thought. Brother Bilal, I'll let you go ahead and finish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, no, we were good. I'm really just on you about, like I say, the education, about the self-education.
Can you elaborate a little bit more about that?
Well, just what I'm saying is, find something you're interested in. Stop going all over the place. I want you to find what you're interested in. That way, it won't become work, because you don't like work. You're a little lazy when it comes to working it all the way out. That's why they say if you find you love, you'll never work again, because it's not work anymore. See, we're not talking about a job.
I've been trying to find what my passion is. It's been pretty difficult.
But you have to exhaust it. That's what I was telling. See, you get to a point where you're getting exhausted, and this is where it shows up at when you're exhausted. Go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Go forward. You understand? And this is the main issue that your parents have. This is the real issue your mother have with you. And your mother, she pampered you. And she may be upset with herself on a pampering she did, but you didn't come to do it a traditional way. So you have to stop looking for the traditional way of doing things. But find out what your interest is. And if the best thing for you to do, I want you to work with your hands, because you came in that generation where your hands are golden. That's your thing. You understand? But don't take the shortcut with it. Learn it all the way out. Because you came here to do something that's never been done. You are an innovator. You are an innovator, and it's time to innovate. So even with your writing, even with writing music, you can write poems. I know you can write. Because your communication is coming from a place of nurturing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of taking care of people. You understand?
Yeah. And that's where I've been feeling my calling is to take care of others, mainly children, because that's where my passion lies.
Yes, especially with health.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, I just seen this man and woman that is sorry, I'm trying to take care of this over here. I apologize. I've seen this man and woman that I've seen this man and woman that is on the other side and playing musical instruments. And one of the messages that they were sending was letting you know that the number one thing that they want you to know is that they are there on the other side with the rest of your family. That they are there and that they are close by and they are there with the rest of your family, and that your surroundings, your secret space where you are, that you need to purify your space that you're in. This is where a lot of your cloudiness is coming up, is where you stay. And I see that there is piles of things and things that are not organized, things in the closet. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
I just recently moved, so I only have one room that has a couple of boxes that I have to finish emptying out.
Yes. Well, you need to definitely, even better, you just recently moved where you're at. You need to purify that space, and you need to use music to do it, particularly if you can go online and find a song, something that has the harp in it and something that also uses the singing bowls in it. And this will be something really great for you, too, because I also see that you have sacred words, although even in your it's been very difficult in your life to really express what you think. You're the type of person, when I get into your energy and start to kind of read.
Hello?
Yeah, it sounds like Ms. Blue cut off.
Oh.
That sounds like Ms. Blue cut off. She'd be right there.
Okay.
Yeah, but while we're waiting on Ms. Blue to come back, Get heavy into your spiritual practices.
I've been struggling.
You've been struggling with that?
Yes, I have. I was doing pretty good, and ever since this whole issue started with my mother and I, it's been very difficult.
Okay. When the last time you guys spoke?
Probably like about 3.5 weeks ago.
Okay. And see, you're really in a cycle where you're being challenged to, like, you know, we talk about finding ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's connected to your hand. So I really want you to either start doing some gardening work. You know what? Crossword puzzles. I need you to do something that's going to really zone you out. That's why that sacred geometry was so powerful with the compass, and you're making a circle and the squares, because you need something to zone out and take your mind off of everything.
Yes.
See, you are so spiritual, so you have a serious relationship with the moon, so you're picking up on all these type of mood swings and your emotions just all over the place.
Yes.
Okay, but I want you to think about I want you to find something interesting, and because we are in a constant awakening, every day we are awakening to something new. So it's just like interesting. When you find someone interesting, that means they woke something up in you that was resting. It's something that's resting inside of you. Okay, and this takes time, so I don't want you to be in a rush even with this, but you're going to have to find something on that spiritual level that really guides you, and I see it in doing spiritual work, even if you do some volunteer work and some, you know, pretty much coaching, but I see also even on a vitamin level, you understand, just some exercise with children is something that you have to volunteer so it could show itself.
Okay.
I want
and
you
I've
to
also,
assist
I've also
others.
Felt, I've also been feeling that too about volunteering my time.
Yeah, you need that's a powerful thing. Volunteer work is a very spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be an excellent exercise for you.
Okay.
All right. Do you have the Kim deck?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get that Kim deck. That Kim deck would assist you a lot with that. All right, but we, you know, but it's gonna, and everything with your mother's relationship, all of that's gonna come to pass. But you have to work on your end of the deal. They know you have more in you than what you're presenting, and it's time to show it. I think Miss Blue made it back.
I think I did. I think I did. Oh, wow. Yes, yes. Well, what I was going to say before I was kind of warped off here is to really have you take a look at really kind of setting up your sacred space to really kind of raise the vibration and frequency. Your aunt and uncle are really coming through at this time to really kind of bring you more joy because I don't...
I actually set up my altar last week.
Beautiful. Mm. That's really great confirmation of
yeah.
coming through. And I know you said you want to work with children. Some of the things I want you to incorporate is really how to be able to speak through writing and speak through sounds using musical instruments and combining those two together. You have a lot of passion when it comes to music and a lot of passion when it comes to writing.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a great place for you to start and definitely work for those children. And, you know, whenever I didn't hear the part about your mama, but I see her standing behind you, kind of pointing a finger. That's very heavy in your aura there for you with your mother. And I know Brother Bilal has spoke to you about that. But when your mother starts to get on your nerves or starts to kind of nag you, that's a great opportunity to go out and do something for someone else, because what happens is you get too much into me, 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 and you kind of lose the message in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, Sheba.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a wonderful night.
You too.
You too.
You too. Wow. We have so many people on the phone lines, Brother Bilal. It is crazy. It is insane. All kinds of stuff is going on. Y'all just have no clue. We're going to go to the, well, have no clue, but we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 334. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 334. We're going to come back because there's too many people. We can't wait for 334. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 201. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling.
Hi, my name is Brittany. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay, 201. You're Brittany from New Jersey. Brittany, you want to give us your birth date?
Sure, 8/7/85.
Say that one more
8/7/85.
Time.
8/7/85?
Yeah.
Okay, 8/7/85. Okay. So what's going on with you this evening? Where are you getting exhausted?
Well, I saw a lot of what the other caller was saying before, right before me, a lot of similar issues. But just getting things ignited again in my life, just in all areas. I've been at a standstill. I had some health issues, and I just can't get things back going now that I feel better.
Yeah, yeah, I do. I, okay.
See the shadow side. Okay, one second here.
Yeah,
and
well,
you know, well, let me go ahead, Ms. Blue. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. It's fine.
No. I wasn't ready. If you.
Okay.
I would appreciate it.
Well, all right, beautiful. Well, I want to tell you, and I'm horrible with names tonight. Brittany?
Yes.
Okay, got it. All right, Brittany. One of the things that I do want to tell you is that is an archway that is opening behind you. And whenever I see this archway in someone's energy, feel. It really is an opportunity for their spirit guides and for others to come and sort of assist that help. I will tell you, as far as these health challenges, because I see that, I pulled the card from the Kim deck for you and what came up with body talk. So I knew immediately that for you, this really signified that there was some health issues that was going on with you. These issues had a lot to do with your menses cycle.
The moon and is that what? I'm sorry. Sometimes the wording.
That's okay.
I know, but I don't know.
Let me change. Were these female issues you were having?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this has a lot to do with that, and I want you to think about that. You are in a healing state where you are right now, and this is really about new doors opening up for you. The difference is that you have to begin to walk over this threshold. I want you to really pay attention to the time that you're in right now, and this is going to be key and significant for you. And even if you can begin to go back and maybe journal when you started to feel better. Because what happens is in our energetic body, there is a layer of our aura that surrounds us. And that particular layer, no matter what is going on in our body, even if we had organs removed or if we're missing parts of our body, it doesn't matter what's going on. We are in perfect health in this particular aura. And so when you started to feel better, that was you really tapping into that energy. I feel like your aura, your energy is very tight and close to your body. Very, very tight and close to your body because you don't let people in for you. It's hard for people to get close to you. It's hard for you to open up to people. But this cycle that you're in, it really requires you to do that. You're in the cycle of what I call enjoyment. This is all about you having fun and being social and getting out and meet people. And this is more of what you should be doing in this particular cycle because that threshold is opening for you. Your issues that you're having and these issues that have come to you, a lot of them are things that started from a very early age in your childhood.
Yeah.
And these particular issues have a lot to do, and you're not the only one. So if you've been listening on this call tonight, some of the other women. But again, we go back to body issues and also sexuality issues. And around the time when you were 9 years old and all of those things that was happening to you, it's really where you have this picture. For you, you have this picture of what that energy of sexuality for Brittany is supposed to look like. And you're constantly in between the good girl, bad girl syndrome. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's time for you to kind of, you know, you're almost going to have to do, you're almost going to have to do a Miley Cyrus and just say fuck it and go for it and just be Brittany so you can express yourself the way that you feel you need to express yourself and what you need, because all of this energy that you're holding in your body is what is causing the illness in you. So you have to let that go. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Powerful.
Wow. Yeah.
That's Brittany, right?
Yeah, like Brittany.
Say, Brittany, dude, what you do? You sing, you do poetry. What you do? Which one?
What you do? Gonna sound
do what
weird,
you do with your
voice? I feel like I'm good, a little bit good at everything. I'm not great at one thing.
Right.
I feel like I'm very artistic.
What you do with your voice, though? What you do with your voice?
I sing all the time, but I'm not sure if I'm any good.
Mm-hmm. You mind singing for us tonight?
Yes.
No way.
Come on, Brittany. I'll sing a little bit.
Yeah,
because
I got some good information for you. It's
yes.
Just something for us.
Dude, trust Brother Bow on this. Come on. What you want to sing?
I'm so scared. Can I get a rain check?
No. We're just going to sing a couple of
times. No, see, but this is your opportunity. Go for it.
This is the threshold that I was just telling you that you got it. You have 9 beautiful, amazing, gorgeous spirit guides that are standing in the archway, and they're all jumping up and down saying, yes, do it, Brittany, do it. What do you want? You want to sing something? Just name a song. Baby Blue sings everything, so I know all kinds of jumping.
Go for it.
What do you want to sing?
I haven't in a while. I do makeup. I don't even know if I want to do that anymore.
You said you don't know if you want to do makeup anymore?
Yeah, I'm just...
Here.
You, this lifetime, you are an ancient soul.
Mm,
a lot of people with your numeric vibration really have a struggle in the lifetime, you understand, because you have been doing this over and over and over, you understand, and it's like you are ancient, and this is the challenge you put on yourself, and you want to challenge yourself to do something new. Everything, the only thing you will really eclipse it, you have to lose control. Stop trying to control yourself, and that way you'll stop trying to control others, because you won't be able to do it anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you are an ancient soul, and you came back to use your voice this time, either in promoting and speaking, writing, even music. But you came to, yeah, I know. But you came to use your voice. You know what it's like? It's like you want to write music and push everybody else up front, and you the one supposed to be up front, but you don't want to be up front.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
Tonight, Brittany, you're going to be up front. So I don't care if you sing
yes.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I don't care what you sing, but you're going to get your debut marker here.
And
because
give us the best you got.
The best you got.
Remember, we live in concert. Everybody everybody nervous and have the butterfly. It don't, you understand? Everybody get the butterfly. That's how you know you're living.
That's how you know. Yes. Trust me, I get them all the time. And, no pressure. It's over 2 million people listening, so let's do it.
Well, what would you like? I don't know.
Anything you want to sing. I told you could do Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star if you want.
Okay. I'll do that, sure. I'm, like, so scared right now.
That's okay.
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Come on. I'm going to do it with you. Come on. We're going to sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. You ready? Don't make me get up here, Brittany, and twinkle by myself. Don't make me do it.
I won't.
Okay. You ready? One.
Yeah.
I counted three, two, three. Twinkle.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know what happened. Who told you you couldn't do it? And this is the challenge you have with yourself, because you are really born for the spotlight. You're born up front. All right, it's something you're gonna have to work toward. I mean, it's just, and you get ready to be put under some serious heat soon. You understand? You know, you should be in it now, especially in intimate relationships. You're being very challenged. That's why you write so many good songs. You could write some very good music right now, because you're gonna be tested in your intimate relationships. Okay, and the only reason.
I feel like I have.
She
yeah,
is.
I know you are. Yeah, you're going through a rebirth. The issue, look, let me tell you something. The only reason, if the way I'm looking at your planets, and this is a glimpse of the soul alignment reading. This shit, like, is so important to me. I be feeling like I'm in your damn life. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? I'm so intense with this shit. It's crazy. The way I'm looking at your planets right now, the only thing that will stop you from being vocal in your voice is gotta be an issue with your father, with your daddy. What's the issue? What happened at 15 years old? What happened?
Probably just started rebelling.
What's the relationship with you and your father? Because this the only thing could be eclipsing your voice.
They're not close.
Some cut your voice off. What happened?
Yeah, you know what? I'm just, I don't think the same as everybody else in my family.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody does think the same.
No, tell us about that. We, see, this is going to free you so much.
I've always kind of been shushed.
I was going to say, your father took away your willpower.
Yeah. I just
your
feel
father.
Like, it's like, be a secretary, be this, be a mother, and I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to say tonight? Do your Miley Cyrus. I mean, what do you want to say? What you really want people to know about you? You are here to use your voice. If you don't use your voice, you will come. You will die on the inside, literally.
Yes.
You know, I just
don't
want to
die
be an innovator.
At the expense of someone. You already are an innovator, but you came here to use your voice.
And that's
in
not
his relationship
you...
with your father. And then you keep attracting men that shut you down just like your father because it's the lesson you put on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me ask you this question. What is willpower? What does willpower mean to you?
Just to wake up another day and deal with it.
Mm-hmm. And where do you get your willpower from? Where do you source this energy from? Where do you source your willpower from? Where do you source that energy from?
It sounds crazy, but the unknown, the future, you know, that somehow I know it will all kind of come together. The pieces mm-hmm. of the puzzle will fit. I don't mm-hmm. know how, but they will.
Mm-hmm. And what about liberation? What's liberation to you? What liberates you?
Just actually, you know, being in my car and driving and listening to music and singing along.
Are you liberated?
At this moment, no.
Why not?
Just money issues. I'm actually living at home.
Mm-hmm. And so the big thing is the big monster. You're living with the monster?
Yeah.
You're living with the monster. And so what actually is happening, and this is a perfect time for this, and I know Brother Bilal can speak on this now, this full moon that we have and the eclipse is really about getting in touch with the inner child. And so what happens to us a lot of times is we can be grown as all get out hell. But as soon as we walk back into that house where our mother and father is,
yeah.
it's like our mind mentally shifts. I don't care how old
yeah.
you are, how young you are. Our mind mentally shifts, and it's based on that last experience that we had when living in the house with our parents. If it was
mm-hmm.
a good experience, then that experience stays good. It may not be where we want it, but it stays good. If that was a real jacked-up-ass experience, then, oh, boy, going back home is the last damn thing in the world we want to do.
Yeah. I hate it.
You understand? And so
mm-hmm.
for you, here's what I want you to understand, is that nobody at absolutely nobody, not Miss Blue, not Brother Blau, not the man on the moon, can take away your willpower.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can take that away. Your father is who he is. And I want you to understand this at a soul level because you are so ancient, you understand, and because
mm-hmm.
you have been here doing this so much, is that before we get ready to incarnate back and we come back to the planet, we actually have an opportunity to choose our soul group. We have babies mm-hmm. right now that are being, what am I trying to say? We have babies right now that are coming into this planet as we speak. They are being, the sperm and the egg are mincing themselves together at this very moment. And these
mm-hmm.
are souls who have chosen these particular parents
mm-hmm.
to come back. So here's what I want you to know. Because, see, for you, a big thing is responsibility. And so even though you don't like what your dad is saying, you know that he is right at the core, that Brittany, you are not responsible. So I want you to remember this, that responsibility is not all about paying bills, or nobody on the fucking planet would be responsible. Just look at America. You understand? That's not responsibility. It is how we respond to certain situations. And so for you, you have chosen your soul group. You've chosen your mother. You said, I need this mother this time. I damn sure need this father, because the work that I came back here to do, it is going to take these type of attributes to get me, get up off, do what I need to do. This is why when Brother Bill was telling you that you were made to go out front, what usually happens to people who get out front? They either are born knowing that they're out front, or someone pushes their ass out front. And I want you to start looking at every single word that your father is saying to you. When you feel that cringe you in your heart, that what your father is truly telling you is, Brittany, I love you, and I want you to go out front.
Yeah.
You understand? So you have to be able to respond to that, not shut down. You understand? Not shut down. Mm-hmm. This is why feel so miserable. It is not because of your father. It is not because of your mother. It's not even because you needed to come back home, because truth be told, this is the safest place for your ass right now.
Yeah, yeah.
If you would have stayed where you were, you would have ended up either raped, dead, or in somebody's prison.
Yeah.
And you know that. So this is what I'm trying to say to you. Stop pretending you don't know, because you know. You know. This is an opportunity for you to regroup, pull yourself together, start thinking about a plan for the future, and begin to move yourself forward.
Yeah.
That's how you have to take that stance, that way. The next time your father says something to you, I want you to go up to him and give him a hug and tell him, I love you.
Oh, well.
And I guarantee you, not only will he stop doing what he's doing, your ass is going to start doing something. And then we want to come back and sing one of them songs for us.
Please, learn one.
You guys are so great.
Oh, peace and love.
Thank you.
You really are. Thank you.
Thank peace you.
Have a wonderful
All right. You too, sweetie. Thank you. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 720. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 720.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, my name is Deja.
Greetings to you. Did you say Deja?
Deja, like Deja Vu.
Oh, like Deja Vu. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get your birthday, Deja.
All right. It is 1/27/1986.
You got a lot. 86.
Everybody in the same.
Yeah, y'all soul group is standing up tonight. So tell us what's going on. What's going on?
Well, I'm actually getting ready to make a move back to Charlotte. I'm originally from Colorado, and I've been here for about 2 years, and career-wise, nothing has turned around for me, and I just know that this is not kind of where I want to be. So I was given the opportunity to come back and go back to Charlotte, so I'm actually getting ready to hit the road next week. And I'm just kind of, I've had a lot of ups and downs, you know, trying to get back there, and I'm just trying to make sure I'm in a good place to go back. Now,
So you're trying to go back to Colorado, you said?
No, I'm trying to go back to Charlotte. I'm living in Colorado right now.
Mm-hmm. And you were born in Colorado?
Yes, ma'am. Mm.
Well,
Shadow's go ahead, Miss Lee.
Okay. I apologize. Now, here's a couple of things that I want to say. I just kind of got lost there for a second. Because one of the things I'm going to tell you about this, you like being in Charlotte, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You do.
Yeah.
You like it. Mm-hmm. And where are you right now?
I am in Denver, Aurora, Colorado.
Okay. Yes, I know. I'm very familiar. I used to live in Colorado. Here's the thing that I want you to know is that Charlotte is a great place for you. It's energetically a great place for you. And we're going to talk about a couple of other things, but I'm going to tell you why. Because, see, right now you're about 10,000 feet above sea level.
Okay. Yeah.
And when you get ready to go to Charlotte, you're going to be 10,000 feet below sea level.
Okay.
Why this is significant for you is because energetically, the vibration and the frequency is a better place for you. Now, when you were born, there were certain things that the doctors told your parents about you, correct?
I had a tough talent, and when I came out, I had a tumor. They told them that I wasn't going to be a vegetable, I wouldn't learn at the rate of the children, and I would have a lot of educational challenges and things of that nature, physical, so, you know, growing up, I was huge, heavily, and all of that. So, yeah, all that kind of happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have really made some great strides, but here's one of the things that I want you to know is that definitely your energy is better when you are 10,000 feet below sea level. It is so much better for you. It is so much better for you. You will even notice that you can hear, because see that frequency in Colorado, that's 10,000 feet above, you can't feel your intuition there. But when you're close to the ground, when you're 10,000 feet below sea level, which is taking us deeper and deeper into the core of the earth, you can feel all of those vibrations and those sounds, and you do feel it better there, just energetically.
Okay.
You're strongly connected a lot with the fairy kingdom. And so earth energy is really something for you to begin to work with. I know this is a lot, and I know you probably like, whoa.
No, I started this journey about maybe a year ago, and just trying to really get to know myself and really trying to connect with why am I here. And
beautiful. A big part of you coming here is that you're a very strong empath. And so I believe that this time that we're in, we're all empathic. But your empathic ability comes to you in a very unique way. And it's very strong for you. So it's a lot of those vibrations and frequencies that you can hear. And so literally, some of the things that you're able to do is to transport your frequency from one place to another. And so anytime that you wanted to do anything, you will notice that when you just visualize or just imagine yourself doing it, it started to come true for you, because that's how you send out frequencies. I want you to study and work with the dolphins, because one of the things that's going to be very key for you is really to work with the energy of crystals. And dolphins are excellent at helping to open up that frequency and vibration because they use some of the same technology that you use, which is sonar energy. And so you are sending out sonar signals out into the universe, and you don't even know it.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So I want you to begin to start working with crystals and just get you some information on crystals. You can get you Judy King's The Crystal Bible and start to work with that energy and start to do it. And what you're going to find is that you're going to be one of the baddest mind readers on the planet. But really, I see you helping other children who doctors cannot, like a medical intuitive, where you're able to look at their vibration in their body and tell what's wrong with these children when doctors can't figure out what's going on with them.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Whoa. Oh. That's beautiful. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, I had to go into your records a little bit. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Go.
Let me ask you, were you born in the morning or the evening time?
I was born around 5:15 p.m. Yeah.
In the p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I was looking for your shadow side would be and being more detailed.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, go into more research. Let me ask you this here. What is the relationship with, like, your father?
My father, he is in California. I'm not that close with him, but through communication, I became close with his family, which is like my step-grandmother and her side of the family. So it's weird because I have a closer dynamic with her side versus my biological side, which would be my grandfather and my father and my uncle. So if that kind of makes sense to you. So I know
him,
but...
Is that a distant relationship?
Distant? Yeah, very distant, yeah.
You have an issue with him because he loves women?
Woo! I met him when I was 13. Met him when I was 18. He's had about 3 or 4 relationships since then. And I'm 27 now. Yeah. So.
He always had enough love for you. That judgment you made on him is going to put you in that same situation. You're getting ready to go through something, but you're going to come through like an awakening. Okay, you're getting close to your challenge year. You're getting close to your marker, which is thoughts. It's really coming up. You should be in it. You may be in the marker, so it may be with an intimate relationship. But just like a past couple of callers, a lot of your energy is with your voice. It's right back in your voice. And then even your communication is coming through of a more scientific way, but you get a little cold-hearted real fast. Like when you stop dealing with someone, you cut them all the way loose.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. I told my mom that, and I told her that tonight we were in dinner, and she asked about one of my friends, and I cut them off. And for me, like, that's like the final straw. So, wow, okay.
What? Tell me the reason you cut that person off. Tell me the real reason.
I felt hurt by something that she did, and... I got tired of dealing with the, that's just the way I am personality. And for me, I was like, what, we're done. I don't want to go into too much detail, but that's what happened. And
you had dinner with your You had dinner with your mom tonight?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Did you eat dessert? No.
No.
I know you didn't. How I know you didn't eat dessert?
I'm not a sweet person. I don't like a lot of...
I know you're not, but it's not about being sweet.
You fell into that.
Let me ask you something. What is another word for dessert?
Ending? I mean, another word for dessert.
I'm gonna help you out. We're gonna save some time. What is it? What it mean when you desert someone? They left you deserted.
You leave them alone.
That means you ran out on them, right? You abandoned them, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to stay the whole course. See, we right back to the exhaust. You get exhausted and you like, this it, I'm out, fuck it. You got to stay the whole course. You don't eat dessert. Dessert is the sweet part of your life. That's why when you have coarse sandpaper, it's rough, but you got to stay the whole course. That's why in school, you don't want to stay the whole course. You get an incomplete before you finish the class.
That's so funny.
You don't go back to class.
Mm-hmm.
What you said?
I think that's funny you mentioned that. One of the main reasons I'm trying to go back to Charlotte is to finish my degree. Yeah.
Because, look, your whole life is becoming incomplete, just like that damn relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you go keep meeting brothers with the same issue your father had. They love a lot of women. Because you made all these damn judgments, and life put you in the same exact experience. That's just like you saying, if I was my dad, I wouldn't have did it. I would have did it like this. And life said, all right, we're going to put you in the game. Let's see what you do now. And you meet the same type of brothers, and that's why you never get the damn dessert. You're stuck with the damn salad and the goddamn leftover steak and shit. You got to stay for dessert. When you was a child, you remember the cake and the ice cream. Nobody remember the finger sandwiches and the pickles and the fucking chicken. They remember the damn cake, the dessert.
The dessert.
Stop dessert. You keep running. Stop running. Stop running. Stand still long enough. Because the issues are not with that person you deserted. It's with yourself. You didn't even stay for dessert.
You
always make room for dessert because your gift will make room for you because the dessert is the gift of your life. You won't stay the whole course.
Gotta stay.
Wow.
Gotta stay.
Gotta stay the whole course. Stop being so lazy. When you get to the exhausted level, keep going. See, when you get exhausted, you just run out and say, fuck it, it's over. You have to stay the whole course because you never get a chance to see what could have happened.
Okay.
So it's not an issue. He don't have the issue. You have the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You can't treat this shit like a prison warden. You know, you're not no warden over no prisoners.
You know why.
Yeah, because, see, you got that cold heart. You see, you could get cold and you just cut people off. You're not no warden. See, this is what people don't understand even about the jail, right? The warden, he gets a plaque for working at the jail for 30, 40 years. He did time just like the damn prisoners. He was just going home every night. He's doing time, too.
Yes, yes, yes.
I love it. Oh, my God.
But stay the whole course. Because you're going to keep being incomplete, and that shit going to have you up thinking all night of what I could have did different because the shit keep being incomplete, just like your damn grades. You got to stay the whole course.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you had a birthday this month, huh? No. Your birthday is coming up in
January. Yeah, it's coming up.
It's coming up in January, but we're...
Your life lesson showing itself right now, though. At 28 years old, your life lesson is showing itself right now. You're in it.
You're in it.
You're already going to the fullness of it.
Mm-hmm. Because right now you're in the inner part. So if you can do this reflection for yourself, like Brother Bilal is saying, you'll be able to move yourself forward. and you'll be able to really, really kind of move yourself out of these little pockets that you keep getting yourself jammed up in. And a lot of your spiritual gifts, this is a big time, big year for you to work on those spiritual gifts. I really, really hope you go take a look into things, and especially when you get to North Carolina, because you'll be able to feel your energy and your vibration more when you are 10,000 feet below sea level. But even while you're in Colorado, get to getting into earth energy and stop running.
Yeah. And remember we talked about satellite? Stop throwing the saddle on shit and packing up and running out. Stop saddling the horse up and riding off into the damn sunset.
That's her. She would ride out.
So what do I do? Like, I'm getting ready to leave on Monday. Like, I am.
Yeah, I know, but you already packed the horse. Now you might as well ride, get the carriage and ride out. No, but next time, I'm telling you, stop deserting yourself.
That's right. Okay. It's about the mindset that even that you're taking with you. You understand?
Yes.
So it is real divine that you called in tonight, because you can really start to create a new path for yourself and not go with the old mindset of good riddance. I'm throwing the deuces up at y'all asses and I. Because that's what you do.
I have the fuck Colorado mentality. Like, I'm not coming back here.
Don't say any of that. That is not what it's about. That's exactly what we're saying here today.
Right.
Is really take
right.
a different energy for you so you can begin to open up that energy. You know, you have a lot of spirit guides that have been with you. Probably one of the most that I've seen. You have about 20 of them.
It is because of
the portal and the energy that you brought with you to the earth. Now, you're just coming into that awakening. So these gifts, this conversation you're having here with us, I definitely want to recommend that you go back and download this show and go back, study the dolphins, go back, study these things that Brother Bilal told you and myself, and you're going to see where it takes you, not only on your human experience, but also on your spiritual journey. For you, because you have a lot of spirit guides with you, and they pretty much trying to help you get it together.
And then you're a natural school teacher. That's what you do naturally.
Okay.
And I don't
like to sleep. Like, I don't know.
I'm sure you don't.
Yeah, it's your will, but that's you're a natural school teacher.
Okay.
It's your personality. You're always teaching.
Yeah, you
just like you taught us tonight. You teaching right now. You're teaching us how to run out. I mean, you're teaching. You know, next time you go to a restaurant, get dessert first. Order dessert first. Get to the sweet part of your life.
Yes, you do. You know how to do that.
Order dessert first. Go against the grain. Stop being traditional. Order dessert first.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you all.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Love to hear.
Right.
Oh, wow. Just having a great time here tonight, walking on the shadow side. So many of you guys still on the phones. We're going to get to the rest of you on the phone lines. It's always a joy when Brother Bilal sits in and we do readings together. Of course, you guys know he does the soul alignment readings, and you can reach Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gcom. And you can also find me, Miss Blue, and Brother Bilal inside Self Invested. We're doing the Mastermind series this whole month, and also doing the classes.
That Mastermind is off the chain.
Mastermind.
Yes.
Yes. So we're going to go to the next caller, just really having a great time here. The next caller calling in from area code 601. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Nicole from Mississippi.
Mississippi, who's on the line?
Nicole, how are you, Miss Blue?
Hey, Nicole. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-P-P-I. Cricket letter, hunchback. Mississippi.
Let me get that birthday, Nicole.
8-16-72.
1672. Okay.
Mississippi. How's the weather there in Mississippi?
It's getting cool now.
It's getting cool now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the last couple of days. It's got raining and cold now.
Okay. All right.
Not my kind of weather.
All right. Not kind of weather. Okay, so what's going on, Nicole? Tell us what's going on with you.
Really, you know, I've been trying to do just avoiding, well, like you told me, just let people handle themselves and not stress myself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what I'm trying to do, but they don't want to accept it, and I'm just still trying to make them accept what I'm saying.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know, you're having a hard time accepting it, too.
Some of them I tell them, and then I kind of still find myself doing a little bit to help them, and then I say, that's it.
When was your birthday again?
8/16/72.
You know, I will tell you this. It seems as though you're, you know how people say you got an old soul?
Yeah.
You heard that? Well, your energy feels like you about 50, 60 years old.
Yeah. Kind of like a mother to every damn body.
And that's a beautiful thing, to have that mother energy.
Yeah.
That is an amazing thing, you know, to have that mother energy. Myself, people have told me that I have a lot of the motherly energy, too. So that's a beautiful compliment as well.
Yeah.
You know, I pulled a card from the Kim deck for you. And the card that came up was Het Hru.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know. Do you have the Kim deck?
Yes, I have one. Yes.
You do. It's card number 8.
Okay.
If you can get it, I want you to take a look at Het Hru in the Kim deck.
Okay. That came to me last week.
See, you know, because Het Hru really has a lot of youthful energy. She's about joy. She's about sex. She's about just power of the divine. And when we say sex, we're talking about life force energy, just that sexual, all that sexual energy. That's a big part.
Yeah.
And when I got ready to pull the card, I said, what is missing from Nicole? What's missing from her? Het Hru came up. Why would Het Hru come up as you're missing?
Well, trying to keep myself, you know, from all of them want to come at me, really. I just want one solid, faithful relationship, not them just
not
coming at me like they loving me, and I done been through them changes, and I don't want them.
So let me ask you, when you say all of them coming at you, because if I'm not mistaken, we talked before, and it was supposed to be somebody there with you.
Yeah, I was supposed to marry this guy from Kenya.
I think I had already told you about that, though.
Yeah, we had talked about that, and I let him go, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And so when are you going to start living?
Well, my son just had surgery on his leg, so I guess when he get well.
But what does your son having surgery have to do with you living?
Just getting out and going. That what you mean? Doing what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I said when he got finished with school, I would just go out and and do, but I want to go now. I just have a problem just, I guess, releasing my sons to, I worry about them, you know, because they're mine, and I don't want them to feel that I don't care for them the way I felt sometimes growing up.
So this is you trying to play mommy when you didn't used to play mommy, so now you want to play mommy. Now they're grown, you want to be mommy, but when they was little, you wasn't playing mommy.
Yeah, I was being friends. Yeah, in some way, yeah. Yeah. But still trying to be mommy and friend and, you know.
How is that working for you now, trying to play mommy to a grown man? How does that work?
It works sometimes, and then I just pull back. He gets an attitude or whatever, you know.
So
well,
would
both
you,
of them sometimes.
Would you like, if you were, as a grown woman, would you like somebody to try to play daddy to you as a grown woman?
No, I don't. Mm-mm, I didn't.
So
I didn't.
Why would you think it would work for your sons if it doesn't work for you?
I thought maybe it would work because I would try to talk to them, you know, have something, you know, open.
Do you see what they're doing right now and they know you on the phone?
Yeah, he kind of want him. He's trying to get in the bed. I had to try to put him in the bed. But, yeah, I'm networking and talking to other people.
And how old is your son you're trying to put in bed?
He's 18. Just turned 18.
All right. I'm a let Brother Bilal speak to you.
Okay.
And say your name again.
Nicole.
Okay, I'm looking at your shadow side. Do me one favor. You could tell me if you know around what time you were born, the morning or the evening time?
In the a.m.
In the a.m.?
Yes. You
okay,
want another time?
Okay. Yeah, you have the precise time?
11,
what time was it?
11:47 a.m.
11:47?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at your shadow side. You saying something, Ms. Blue?
No, I'm not.
Oh, that was just something. All right, I'm looking at your shadow side. Your shadow side is really coming up in you being nosy and being in everybody's business for some reason. What's going on with that issue?
With my son and the relationships with the children's mothers. You know, I'll be trying to balance all of them. I kind of caught myself today with that. I'll be trying to fix some things because some of them, you know, my grandson that passed, his mother said she didn't think that I, you know, was still having feelings for my grandson. And I had to explain to her that I do, you know, and my son wasn't telling her. And the girl that's pregnant now, she sometimes feel like I should just forget my grandson. And the fact that she's having a baby now, and I try to tell my son, well, you know, I try to stay out of it, but I do give him what I feel about certain situations. Because he said, well, you tell me from a woman side of you. I said, well, I try to tell you from my point, yes, as a woman, and I try to talk to you as my son and things that I don't want you to do, you know, as to a woman, something that you won't want somebody doing to your mother. I don't feel that you should do it to someone else, you know.
Well, let me ask you something. So how effective could you be if you can't make your own relationships work?
Not very effective.
You see why that become like you're being nosy?
Yeah. But then when I don't say nothing, they still get an attitude.
Well, no, you have a communication issue. You really do. You're suffering with a communication issue.
you're not truly speaking from your heart. Because, see, you done left so much of yourself in another relationship, so all of you is not even present right now.
True, yeah.
You're not all the way present. Okay? So you constantly fighting for family and relationship and love, and you're torn in between so many places, but you have left yourself. And so what part of you is really talking to your son? Which part of you is being an advisor to your son? Because you know balance. You know law and order. You real good. You're a good lawyer. You really are. You could fight your case. You're real good in that area.
Yeah.
But you're not, your success rate is not good because you're so indecisive with your own decisions.
True, yeah.
How can you show me how to win if you're not winning?
Yeah, I feel that way too. Yeah.
See, they're not listening at what you say. You talk real good, but they're looking at what you do.
Yeah.
That's why get rich quick schemes don't work, because everybody trying to show you how to get rich, but they fucking broke. That shit don't work.
Right.
So you trying to show him how to work his relationship, and your shit is broke.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right, so the first thing you need to do is gather yourself up, but you got to get together with this communication issue you have. Got to get that together with this communication issue. I'm leaning, looking at this. Looking at this, it's damn like your mother and father issues with you. And I'm talking about your mother and father.
It is.
You bucking the system both ways. Yeah, I know it is.
Yeah, I'm angry with my father, angry with my mother.
I'm mad at everybody. So you really, then let's do this. Let's do this. Let's listen real good. And just be honest. Please be so honest, because this is really going to help you. I promise you it's going to assist you.
All right.
What is the main issue with your father? Just give me one word. What's the main issue with your father?
All them women.
Other women?
Yeah, all them women. And I,
all right.
Yeah, I feel like he just abandoned me. You know?
All right, feel like you've been abandoned. Okay, that's fine. Okay, what's the issue with your mother? What's the main issue?
I didn't feel like she...
Love.
Yeah, I didn't feel like she loved me, and I didn't feel like she... protected me the way she should have. I feel that she stuck in a situation for money.
How should she have protected you? Tell me how she should. Like you're doing your sons right now?
Well, I feel she should have left that man out the house.
Are you protecting your son?
Again?
She shouldn't have did what?
She should have left that man out the house and just told
him. All right, so what she should have did to keep him there? And how you couldn't keep the man from going back to Kenya? Did you learn anything that she didn't get?
No, I'm saying.
Why you didn't keep the? Go ahead.
He didn't ever come here. He didn't come here. It's because I found out.
But look, now see, you're making a judgment on your mother. But at least she had him at the home once. You never had him at the home.
But why keep him if he trusted me?
Huh? Right. It was a sexual issue.
Why keep him if he molested me?
Yeah,
you say
I knew
who you? Okay.
Why keep
my? So you talking about with your mother and father? You talking about?
At the house,
right.
Yes. Why keep my stepfather at the house, or tell me that she would leave him if I come back, and I try to protect her and go back, and I'm at home not even an hour, and this man walked back to the house, so I just felt like I had nothing and nobody but myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
but that's why I try to stick to my children. I have been in relationships, and through my grandmother, like I try to tell my mother, I say, I see you as you stayed in a situation. But no matter what, even if I do get knocked down, yes, that man in Kenya, I left him because he wasn't any good. I helped him, and he spit that shit in my face. Excuse my expression.
Talk, baby, talk. Help another child
and my children. But I'm not going to – my grandmother – who my mother calls a whore because she say she changed this man and that man. Why stick with a man And he took your damn daughter just for money. I don't care how much money the man got. My children do come first to me.
But guess what? You know, your mother is not staying with him because of money.
They dead now.
But she's not. She didn't stay with him for money.
She stayed with him because she was angry with my dad because he was a slut and stuck with that man just because he had her money, because she felt that my grandmother was not there for her. Instead of her looking at the fact that my grandmother left her dad because her dad was fucking around too. Excuse me.
No, no, no. Uh-huh. You're fine. But here's what I want you to understand is that your mother was molested too.
I know that, but she thinks that she's not facing it. I face it. I told her I try to forgive him, but Miss Blue, she's not gonna keep on. I try to mend that relationship, but she's not gonna keep on looking at me with anger and hate when I try to still. I still am respectful to my mother. I may say a few things, but Miss Blue, I may want to put my hands on her, but I don't put my hands on her because she is my mother. But she is not going to try to interfere or meddle or try to belittle me because I even try to push her out. She push her out in the open or help her up. And then it's like looking down on me when I'm trying to give her ass a spotlight if that's what she wants. If she want to say, it's not anything I do for my people, whatever, I do it from my heart, not for something in return or to get credit for it, but if I'm the one doing all the damn legwork, then I think I should get some of the benefits instead of her getting the shit like she did it all and then don't want to work. Then I'm the wrong one when I open my mouth to him.
Well, here's a couple of things. It is family cycle, and I definitely can understand why Het Haru comes up for you. And this is what Brother Bilal is saying to you, is that it's up to you to break this cycle.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on. That's what I'm trying to do. You know, I'm doing like you told me to do.
Here's the thing I want to say, and you are working on it. Here's the thing I want you to understand, is that the same thing that you're accusing your mother of, you're doing some of those same things.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell her that too. Yeah.
You
I told her something that I saw in both of her and my grandmother. I do parts of both of them.
But here's what you want, and you're not going to get it. You want your mother to tell you that she was wrong and that she was sorry, but she's not going to do it. And so your whole plight has been to get that from her. And because you can't, a part of you cannot even be present in your own life.
Right.
You have to let that go. You have to let that go. Let me ask you, because you do have a lot of compassion and you do have a lot of love, but I want to ask you a question. Is compassion and love the same thing to you?
No.
So what's the difference? What is compassion to you?
Compassion is maybe helping out a little, but love is, I call it, a higher level or more in there, you know?
So can you have compassion without love?
No.
So who do you have compassion for?
My mother and just maybe some of my family, a lot of my family, you know.
And who do you love?
My children mostly, you know. And my grandmother, I do love them. But I got a lot of anger in there for them. But I do love them. I think I just got compassion for them all.
So the real issue here is that you don't have love for them. You just have compassion.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I really love them, but I don't want to be around them anymore. I have compassion for them, but I don't want to be around them. like that. I just want to be, like you said, live my life.
But guess who's in charge of living your life? Who's in charge of that? Whose responsibility is it for living your life?
Me.
Then stop giving it to your mother, because up until this point, your mother and your father have been living your life, not you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You understand those things on a higher level, on a spiritual level. So on a spiritual level, you know that you chose that mother and you chose the father.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Sometimes I ask myself, why the hell did I do that? But, yeah. yeah, you're right. I do look at them sometimes. I say, I'm just, who are these people? What the, why the hell did I pick these two?
Do you notice that one of the things that you struggle with, you know, I'm going to tell this story, and I'm going to try to tell it in a way so you guys can just understand this is just a metaphor I'm using. I had a real good friend of mine named Sharon, and she used to have this dog, and the dog's name was Prince. And Prince was a miniature Doberman Pinscher. And Prince thought he was a Great Dane. He thought he was a big dog, but he was a little dog. Like, he would go up to pit bulls and growl, stick his chest out, stick his tail out, like he was 10 feet tall, but he was a little dog. And one day we took him to the pet store, and he had to go to the bathroom. So I took him outside because there was a pit bull in there, and there was this old little white lady, and she just kept thinking that her pit bull wanted to play with Prince, but that is not what they was trying to do. So I took Prince outside. When we got outside, there was two other dogs, and oh, my goodness. Prince was sticking his chest out, sticking his tail out like he wanted to go get them, and you know what I did? I dropped his leash. He went charged forward. And then he realized that I wasn't holding the leash. And I looked at him and I said, yeah, ain't nobody holding you back. Go on and do what you're going to do. Oh, he came sat right next to my feet. I said, that's what I thought. And like I told Prince, sit your little bitch ass down, because you ain't finna do nothing. You understand? And I tell you that story so you can laugh, but I want you to be able to see yourself in there, and I'm sure we all can find a little bit of Prince in all of us. And that's you. You kind of want to get all this anger, my mama this, my daddy this, my mama this. But the truth is, if you didn't have them to fall back on, you wouldn't have anybody else blame for your life.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you blame? If we took your mama out the picture, if we took your daddy out the picture, now what? Gone. Now what? What you going to do now? What's stopping you now? Your children, not the children you love and you done did everything for, they cannot be stopping you. Who are you going to blame now? Is it your sister? We cannot blame your sister. Who is it? Eventually, you're going to run out of people. Then what? It's just going to be you. It's just going to be you.
Yeah, I did say to myself, maybe, you know, it's, I chose to do different things in life.
But it's not about going back and feeling sorry for yourself or even beating yourself up, because at the end of the day, we are all doing the very best that we can. But it is about how you choose to move forward. And you cannot move forward by looking backwards. And I don't care what kind of book you read. The Bible will tell you about what happens when you keep turning your ass around looking back. If you're driving in a car and you are so focused on what's behind you, you already know what's going to happen. So you need to start living your life looking forward. Get out. Go give yourself an opportunity to see some shit you ain't never seen. I don't care if it's a store you just ain't never been in. I don't care if it's a park you ain't never been to. I don't care if it's a house that you just want to walk through. You need to go see something you ain't never seen before. So you can learn what it means to look forward.
Okay.
Go forward.
I've been getting that revelation too. Yeah.
I want you to do more than get a fucking revelation.
I know.
Get some action. Lean into it. Lean into it. After all, you can jump in at any time. It's your life.
Yeah.
You sitting on the sidelines and in your own fucking life.
True, yeah.
All right. All right. So that's what we got for you.
Yeah, beautiful.
That's not for you. That's it.
Okay.
Stop living your mama's story and your daddy's, because you're doing that too. Stop living their story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let them have their own story. You get yours. All right. Peace and love to you. Thanks for coming.
Peace and love.
All right. Good night.
Oh.
All right. Great job.
Yeah. We're going to go to the next caller. Oh, my goodness. So many of you guys on the phone lines calling in from area code 856. You're live in the remix.
Hello.
Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, my name is Julie, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
You're Julie from New Jersey?
Yes.
Julie.
All right,
Julie. Let me get a birthday first, Julie.
I'm sorry, excuse me?
Can I get your birthday? Well, see what's going on?
Yes, 7/4/1975.
Okay. Tell us what's going on with you. Where are you exhausted?
Okay. different areas. Relationships is a big one. I've really wanted a secure relationship for a very long time, and it just hasn't been manifesting. And
okay.
I'm also at a transitional point where I just left a job, and I'm trying to break into just some heartfelt things that I want to do, some work that is on a different level, and I have some uncertainty about how to get there.
To break into work that's on an uncertain level?
Yeah, well, I know what I want to do, but mm-hmm. It's the getting there. It's just
what do you want to do?
I want to do some writing. I want mm-hmm. to get involved in freelance work, freelance writing, selling my writing. I also want to do something with women, homeless women, children, things like that. Open up some type of a business where I could aid women and children. And I'm coming out of the teaching field, and I never did anything that's like entrepreneurship. So
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of not sure how to do it. So just a lot of questions about different things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just mm-hmm. like just like my surroundings, like I've been feeling like very lonely for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to get around. Like most of the people that are around are kind of like people that just kind of view me as somebody to give to them, and I kind of want to break into an atmosphere where it's like people who are givers as well.
That's beautiful. I love the way, Julie, you keep using that word break. I just love the way you want to break in. You just break in. You just want to break shit. You want to break this and break in.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you this before Brother Bilal gets started. Did you have somebody who died that you were close to? That you were in love with?
That I was in love with? No, but no. No, not that I know of. But I have a lot of failed relationships.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be the same as somebody who has died. There's a man, and he's standing behind you, and he's definitely not old enough to be your father. It looks like you two had some sort of kind of lovey-dovey kind of relationship, and he's on the other side, though. And the number one thing that he's saying is that you guys have been together in a dream. Kind of a brown-skinned brother, look like he may be kind of tall, kind of slender.
I do keep having a dream about a man, but I can't place where I've ever known him in this lifetime.
Yeah, well, this was definitely, he's saying that you guys knew each other in this particular lifetime, and he really did like you a lot. I'll see if anything else comes up, but he definitely said that he's been in your dreams, and you guys have been together in your dream. And he's not one of your spirit guides in that sense. So that's why I thought I'd ask you about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really interesting because I had really strong dreams about him, and I actually tried to find who this is because in the dreams we're so close and I would like to experience that in reality, and I'm like, how do I?
He's good looking. Yeah, he's kind of.
Yeah.
He's real close to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he died.
Powerful.
This is a brother who, yes, he is on the other side. He is definitely on the other side. As we go through this, if anything else comes up, I will see if I can get some more things from him that will help you identify him. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, very good. Julie, I'm constantly looking. I'm looking at your alignment. Your shadow side has something to do with timing. I already know you have a timing issue. At the heart of it is family.
Mm-hmm.
Family is your biggest block.
Yes.
And look, this is the thing you want so much is family, but this is like your biggest block. It's something you're not letting in. It's an experience that you're not letting in. And so, but what I'm seeing at your shadow side is your finish work. You are a natural finisher. And the thing that's messing you up with your time and I'm not looking to go back to mother and father, but it still is with your father because you're more of a finisher and not a starter. You understand? So, you come at the end of the process, and just like you say with the creative writing and all those things, you could take someone's project and push it to that next level because you have that level of fine. But it's just your timing. But in the family, has really got you caught up. Because what's happening with your memory is some things you just can't get rid of, and that shit is playing over and over and over. And it's like you put it in a basement and you locked it away and you don't want that door to open. You understand? And it's like you got to go into this room where all these skeletons are. You got to open that up because it's something that just keeps pulling at you, but at the core of it is
something you love, and it's with family. It's something rooted in family that's stopping you from getting to that next level.
Okay.
Okay. You have an idea of what that is? I love you in the art. I love you in the art. I could see it, and I could see you pioneering something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the nurturing. It's the real pure state of love in the nurturing. You have a battle going on in your mind. Your mind is not clicking. It's not on one accord. You like split. You way to the left and way to the right. You have to bring it together. And it's something that's not adding up. Remember we talk about being exhausted? You are exhausted.
Yeah.
Yes.
So true.
Extreme.
What is the role? Do you drive?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
What is the role of the exhaust pipes on the car?
Woof. All right. The exhaust lets out the fumes. It gets rid of that, the junk that's inside the car.
The waste, right? Through the breathing.
Yeah.
See, it's like a breathing system, like the lungs. You are so backed up and clogged up. You remember that song Tony Braxton made, Breathe Again, Breathe. Like, I can't breathe. It's like you just suffocating yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you are so split. You have to bring us together, but it's locked inside a family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mainly with your father.
Okay.
And he the one put the creative writing and all that thing. He put all of that on the table. Your mother brought the voice to you. She's the boisterous. You understand? She's the one standing up with the voice. But it's something that's blocking your creative writing, that's blocking your creativity, but it's in family. You have to eclipse it. You have to eclipse your father. That's where most of your block is coming from.
Okay. So how do I do that? Is that something that will just come to me over time, or is there like a strategy I have to use to do that?
Yeah.
It's connected to your memory. It's the most constant memory. What is the one thing you can't get rid of? What is the one thing you just can't get over?
I think that I just never was really allowed to be myself, you know.
So what's stopping you now?
Now I think that I've come so, like, I set up this life where I raised two kids by myself. So I set up a life where it was based on, okay, I have to do for my kids. So somewhere along the line, I just kind of lost me.
Yeah.
So I feel like now I'm trying to regain me back. And, okay, this is what I want to do in my heart now. Instead of just doing what is my duty, I want to do what is in my heart. And I'm having, but I learned so much doing my duty that I have a whole lot of experience. I have tons of experience. And I know I can take the experience and put it together with what's in my heart. But it's like I just can't figure out how to do that.
Well, Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Brother Bilal. You were going to say.
So what do you want us to know about you now? See, because you have an issue with sharing some of your history. You don't want to share none of your history lessons. And your children would never get it if you don't share the history.
You can't
cover it up, because as you smother it, you that's a lot of energy, and it's still going to come out. What do you want us to know about you? Speak. Who are you? What do you want us to know? Express yourself.
All right. Well, history. Basically, I'm a first generation in this country. My parents aren't from this country. They came with a lot of traditions, and my dad was very overbearing. He was abusive to my mom. In the family,
were they from Haiti?
No one. No, no, they were from Jamaica. And he was a lot older than my mom, and he was, nobody could really have a voice in the family, you know, and he's still pretty much that way. And during childhood, I just felt like, you know, I could never really be myself, you know. If I liked something, it was kind of either just ignored or it was made fun of or, you know, I kind of just would just be in my room a lot of times, you know. But I always was very spiritual. I love to read the Bible. I love to dig for information and truth and knowledge and all that kind of stuff. So that's what I did. But at the same time, I just felt like I was buried, you know. And there was always, like, a lot of chaos in the family. There was a lot of... you know, especially with my brothers growing up, there was a lot of dysfunction and arguing and fighting and things like that. And I just remember feeling like I had to get out. I had to get out. So I need to do what is necessary to get out of that environment. So that's basically what I grew up with. I wanted to look for a job early. I wanted to hurry up and be responsible and get out of there.
So this is why, this is why you want to help the women in the homeless and the abused women. This is why you want to help them. Here's some of the things. It definitely is family issues, and I know you know that, and thank you so much for just really just opening up for us here, because I'm sure when you go back and you hear this, I could even see your energy change as you begin to speak and just start to talk about just taking that reflection. It's a tough road to go back down and look at some of those things from the past. And you ask the question, well, how do I move forward? How am I going to get over this? One is to do what you just did, is to have that reflection. It's important not that you necessarily tell the world that story, but you definitely tell your children so that they can understand the essence, you understand, the essence of their mother. And just like every child, it is not so much that we, when we're children, we look at our parents and we look at what they did and what they didn't do. And again, on a soul level, we chose those parents. And so a lot of times they come with things that we would call on this earthly plane a whole lot of bullshit. They do. There's quite they come with that. But once we get adults, one of the opportunities that we get a chance to do, because you are a truth digger, I would agree with you, definitely agree with you. And so in your search for truth, and when you begin to look at how your father did his life, this is not about wrong and right, but where you're getting caught up with your family is because you want to be able to say, this was right, and that was wrong. And so for you, you don't know how to compromise. Because to you, compromise is to let go of what you feel is right or wrong. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. You have to learn how to find your middle ground with this. And understanding that even though your father did these things, there was some good attributes about your father. And who was he at his essence? The essence of him, of what he wanted for his family, what his wishes were. Did he get that message across? And the same with your mother. Because a big part of you feels, you're feeling sorry for your mother and somehow feel that you should carry the banner that she didn't have the strength to carry. And somehow you're going to show her how to do this thing right, but that slowly didn't turn out so good for you either. That didn't. And so you ended up raising your children alone. And even though you sympathized with the situation and never wish yourself to be in the position that your mother was with your father, but here you are with your children alone. And a couple of words came up for you. Slaying the dragon. And this is what you want to do. You want to slay the dragon. That's what you want to do. You want to help by slaying the dragon. And that's fine, because we can take our pain and we can take our experience and we can turn it into something that is powerful and that is helpful to others. But really be careful about your intention of going into this, because otherwise it could turn out to backfire on you.
Okay.
And that is to recognize that you want to help these women because you yourself have been in their position. And if you're not honest about that, then it's never going to work. And this is not about slaying the dragon. It's not about someone being wrong and someone else being right. You have to let go of those things. This is really what brought chaos and war to this world as we see it on this earthly plane. Everybody has some sort of judgment of what they want to say with everyone. And you have to let go of the judgment. If you don't want to be judged, then you have to stop judging people. But your position lies on the behalf of the compassion. And so you have compassion for these women who are homeless. You have compassion for these women who didn't have enough strength to do what you did, or your mother. And so, again, it's absolutely nothing wrong with you. I think it's a beautiful idea for you to get into your writing, and it's a beautiful idea for you to do that, to want to help these women, but you have to be very, very aware of why you're really doing this. Because somehow you feel that you can save your mother.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So true.
Yeah. It can work, and it's beautiful. But see yourself and see your mother. And let that be the story that you write. Let that be finally a way for you to express yourself like you never have. And you can keep the integrity of the family by not saying their names. You're creative. You know how to write. But tell your story. Your story you have 100% rights to. Your father cannot stop you from telling your story. Neither can your mother. But every single one of them women, every single one of the children that you're going in there to save, make sure you recognize that you know that you ain't no better than them, just like you're no better than your mother. And that's a beautiful thing.
Do you have the Kim deck?
No, I don't have any.
I will purchase one for her. Send Miss Blue. I'll send you the money tonight, Miss Blue. That's the main thing. You're losing your magic. You're not making no investments in yourself. You're losing your magic. You really are. And that's why you say it's hard for you to figure out how to get to the other point from point A to point B. Because you're losing your magic. You're not making investments in yourself. I'm making the first investment. I'm investing into you tonight. I'm sending you that as we speak, Ms. Blue. I'll send it.
All right.
Send Ms. Blue, and I'm gifting you that deck tonight. Because you really need to get into your magic again, because you're losing it.
Yes.
You don't believe in magic no more. I know you don't. Yeah, or you don't believe in magic. Because, see, magic to you is making shit disappear. That's why everything is starting to disappear. But real magic is making shit show up.
Yeah.
And you really need to learn how to make things show up again. And somebody done rob you out of your imagination. That's why you in that battle. That's why you're losing the fight you started with your own mind.
Yes. Let go of the right and the wrong. Leave that shit for those who want to battle that. Stop trying to slay the dragon before you cut your own head off.
Yes.
right?
Okay. All right. What about my guy? Is he going to show up?
Oh, my well, God.
Soon as you show up.
I don't want to take
wait, no, you to show up. You're not, you absent. You missing. You didn't disappear. You know, like the mad, the magician makes you disappear. You made shit disappear. You got to show up again. You know, like when the magician do the magic trick and then the curtain, you know, he do the trick where he disappeared and he come right back. It's like you went on a damn lunch break and the people still and all like, where she went at? Like you just do where the performance. Show back up.
Yeah, yeah. You
show
know.
Up.
When was your birthday again? Tell me your birthday again really quick.
July 4th, 1975.
Hmm. Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
Independence.
Oh, wow.
It's time for you to show back up.
Yes, yes. Hold on. I want to do something for you real quick. One, yes. You know, this phase that you're in right now is your shine bright like a diamond phase. This is the cycle you're in. So it's a perfect time for this energy to open up for you. Work with a diamond, or you can get you a Herkimer diamond. So you can go online, you can Google or go to a crystal store and get Herkimer diamond. I'm trying to talk real fast. We got 1 minute left to go. 646-522-2711 is the number to call. Hold the line. If you want to get on the phone lines to hear the rest of the show, for the rest of you, you know what to do. Download, download, download. And we'll see you guys. We're about to go into the after hours here on the remix. And You know, much love, warm spirit. Peace and blessings to you guys all out there. We'll be back Sunday night. Saturday, we'll see you guys in Self-Invested, the mastermind series with myself and Brother Bilal. Brother Bilal can be reached for all those wonderful soul alignment readings at Brother Bilal, the experience at gmail.com.
Yes.
All of these are in the show notes. Definitely hit them up so you can get your one-on-one as well. Those of you who want readings, you know how to read. Question for Blue, for the priestesshood and all of those sisters and all that amazing stuff we got. Don't forget to get your Kim decks, download your audiobooks, get those tools, know your magic, and we're in the after hours. So here we go. All right.
Oh.
So here we go. In the after hours, one of the things, you're in the shine like a diamond phase. Get you a Herkimer diamond and start to look up those properties of the Herkimer diamond. Diamond is very, very unique. Because what's so unique about a diamond is that a diamond shows no loyalty. And that's kind of how you are with yourself. Because if you feel you're right, you think one way. If you feel you're wrong, you think another way. So you really have no loyalty there. And the diamond is one of those particular crystals that will teach us about loyalty, loyalty to ourselves. So you want to get you a Herkimer diamond, do a little meditation with it, maybe sleep with it, get a small enough one that you can put it in your belly button, do some dream work with it, and really tap into the energy that way. That's one of the things that I'll tell you. This is also a great time for you to open yourself up. Like Brother Bilal said, once you start bringing yourself and becoming more present and authentic of who you are, you're going to be showing up from all over the woodworks. But nobody can find you when you've cloaked yourself in all of these different layers and they're looking inside the layer saying, where's Julia? Where's Julia? So the only person that can find you is his brother who apparently he's telling me that you guys kind of interacted with each other when you were 33 or 34 years old. So one of the things I will tell you, sometimes spirits will show up. And they will show up to teach us for what needs to happen in the physical world. And so, you know, get your groove on. Have good time with this brother. So when the real brother shows up, you can know what to do.
Right.
Okay.
So you own it, Miss Blue, because I was just getting ready to tell her where to go pick herself up from. You own it. 11 years old, 22, and 33.
Ah, there it is.
Go pick yourself up. You called it, Ms. Blue. Yeah, you called it. I was just getting ready to say that.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Real nice.
Yes. All right.
11, 22, and 33.
Yes. peace and love to you. And yes, love is on the way. I'm going to say about another 8 months. It feels
right.
Like, but let me tell you this. I suck with time. So don't get locked into time because spirit knows no time. I suck with it. But it feels like another 8 months. What I want you to do is come back and let us know. And I believe his name starts with a P.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, so let me know because I've been pretty good. When I get those letters and stuff, it's usually dead on. So make sure you come back and let us know. I don't know, but it looks, yeah. And it's an unusual name, so, you know. It ain't no Peter.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't what it is.
Okay. And it's unusual. Okay.
All right. Well, peace and love to you.
Right.
Peace and love to you as well. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And
oh, don't forget to email me at questionforblue@gmail.com so we can send you out that Kim deck that Brother Bow so graciously gifted you.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, Brother.
Yes, we appreciate you.
All right.
Truly.
Okay, questionforblue@gmail.com.
That's right, and it's the number 4, Blue.
Okay.
So question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you both. Love you
both.
Yes.
Love you too. Peace and love. All right, beautiful. Wow.
Miss Blue, you know I have a mean spread with that Kim deck.
Yes.
I keep them on me like the American Express. I don't leave home without them.
Yeah.
But now check this out, boy. Look how cold this is. If I do leave home without them.
Uh-huh.
I have a team of about 8 brothers with their decks on them. But we have a spread off the chain. But look, and you know what? I'm glad we're right here because, look, I want to talk about that. And this is how I see it because my brother called me, I say about a month ago, right?
Uh-huh.
And he called me and said, man, look, I need you to flip on something, check something out for me. Now,
right. Mind
you, he have his deck with him, okay?
Right.
But he's not pulling the energy he's looking for because his emotions is attached to what he's looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, not to say he's not pulling the right thing, but he keep pulling and it keeps sending mixed messages. So what he did, he called me because he know I don't have no emotions attachment to what he's working on.
Right.
All right. So, but I didn't have my deck on me.
Mm.
So I called the West Coast. I called my brother on the West Coast. I called Brother Dietrich. I said, you got your call? He said, hell yeah, because I called one time. He didn't have it, and he felt bad. So, look, he keep them on him also. So, look, he flipped. I said, look. I said, you ask the question, the brother go flip for you. He asked the question, and the brother said, hell no. And then he was like, damn, I knew that was it. And what I'm saying is, it's like I don't know, the deck is so powerful. I don't work with a lot of decks, and this is not no goddamn sales call. I mean, what I'm saying right now, but it is so accurate. You know what I'm saying? And I just want everybody to have this spread. I have an issue with want everybody to have shit that's worked, that really works, it really works,
for
real.
It does.
And I don't leave home without them.
That's beautiful. I love that. I love to hear that, especially, you know, it's an honor to have yourself and everybody who works with the deck. You know, you were there from the start of everything when I was going through the whole thing with the whole deck and myself and the Sister Pure Feminine who did the artwork based on the channels that I got and really work with this energy in the deck. And when I talk about being exhausted, everything poured into this. Absolutely everything was poured into the deck. So, you know, every time that somebody, and it was one of those that unlike maybe some of the other things that are out there, we all have intention. And my intention was for everyone to be able to build up all of their psychic muscles and for them to be able to tune themselves to deck and the deck be able to really attune to them and really work on one of the highest frequencies that goes beyond anything that anybody on this planet has ever seen. So I went into a lot of work with my spirit guides and with meditation and everything to put that together. And so every time people are just like, wow, the Kim deck is too real.
It is. It really is.
It really is. It really is some amazing stuff. And so that's what knowing your magic
is
about. And so it is definitely an honor to hear yourself and all the brothers, because they post pictures on Facebook all the time like, hey, I pulled this thread and I did this. And I hear it from people who I'm doing readings for. Oh, Brother Bilal, show me how to do this thread. And
man, and I'm telling you.
So
and I'm dealing with brothers that really haven't worked with cards before. I worked with them a long time. So, you know, I done worked with a lot of different decks. And, you know, I know what the common link with all cards are. But it's like, you know, it really added the feminine touch to myself. You understand? You know, I still have that little side to me that, you know, I'm that brother that love women. But at the same time, I would say a sister never cut my hair before. So there's still kind of that chauvinist type thing. And just when I met you a few years ago, it added that feminine touch because I was so caught up on pressure and heat making the diamond. I was real hard on pressure and heat making the diamond. And when you added the right hemisphere and say, well, what about the pearl, Brother Bilal? What did that one just go through a natural process? And I had to, like, slow up and back up a little bit and say, like, well, damn, I never thought about that. You know what I'm saying? It's a softer touch. You know what I'm saying? It's not so rigid and rough. You understand? So I truly appreciate you on that part of my life, for real. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Kim deck, off the chain. And that's no joke.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that. Yeah. I love the Kim deck. I do. Well, thank you. We're going to keep going because it is so many people on the phone line. Like, it is mad crazy over here. Let me see where I even left off at. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 440, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
It's Felicia Consada, 913. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Explicit 10-5, formerly known as Punk McFlurple.
Oh, this is Punk.
Yes.
Okay. No, you changed the name. What the name is now?
Explicit 10-5, 913.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. let me get that birth date again, Punk. Let me see what the shadow side is.
12/20/1993.
12/20?
1993.
Okay, I have it. Okay, and where are you exhausted?
I've been, like, bodily exhausted, just exhausted trying to figure out what I want to do career-wise.
Okay.
And also issues with maintaining passion. It's either that I don't know how to maintain passion or... I hesitate when I want to do something.
Okay. Where? Let me ask you the time. Were you born in the morning or the evening time?
A.M.
Okay, that's even better. Okay. See, because the whole idea of being exhausted, going to that exalted state, is you figure it out once you get to that breaking point, like I can't go no more, it opens. That's just like if you write music, right? If you used to put out a music CD and you make 20 damn CDs, the one that's really going to take off, the one you don't even like.
Hey.
You're like, that's my garbage shit. What kind of shit is this? Because you have to exalt it, though. You got to go into the – see, so you at a good breaking point. Just stop retreating. See, your shadow side – is in feeling sorry for every goddamn body.
Ew. That's so true.
That's why you're so exhausted. You feel sorry for everybody. And listen at this good. You making strong investments in sorrow. And
wow.
You're getting a return. That's why you're losing all of your energy. Because everything is caught up in sorrow.
Damn.
So if I get you to feel sorry, if I get you to feel sorry for me, I want you to think about the homeless person, right? You pass up the homeless brother and you pass up the homeless sister, right?
Right.
You, that shit pulls at you like, man, what happened?
Yep.
But you don't, what you say? Go ahead.
I'm like, yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah, but you don't pull over and ask the question of what happened. See, you just carrying that perception with you. You need to go sit down with them and find out what really happened. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, you're not taking the action with you. You just carrying the perception that something happened to that person, that person out there by happenstance. Life was so
right.
cruel and fucked over that person. But you need to pull over and go sit down and talk to that person and ask what happened.
Right.
And then that's going to start to take you out of feeling sorry for everybody. Because once he tell you the story of what really happened, then you're going to come to the conclusion and say, damn, I see why you're homeless. Well, god damn, if you fuck over everybody like that, you have no choice but to be homeless.
Right.
See, you need to go get the real story. You moving off an illusion. That's why it's easy to trick you. People trick you all the time. See, because you move off illusions. Perception is never the reality.
Never.
Perception is never the reality. And then on you, and look at the other end. Look at you. You feel sorry for everybody, but when you don't give a fuck about nobody, you don't feel shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you're hot and cold at one time. And you have to make up your mind. You have to make up your mind. So we right back at this battle again. We right back at the battle. So you have a split. And your split have to become being more hands-on.
All right.
Go and get your hands dirty. Stop taking other people's words. Stop giving people benefits of the doubt. Go find out for yourself. All
right?
Right. All right, that's all I have for you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's just so real, you know. One of the things I want to tell you, Punk, I still use that name for you, is you really should take yourself into some sort of tribal healing. And one of the easy ways that you can do it is that you can burn some sage. And you can visualize yourself healing. Healing in the sense of making sure that you are going through all of your different obstacles and challenges that you've had in your life before. Because one of the big things is that, you know, I talk to my children about peer pressure when they were younger. And I feel like you've never got that.
Nah, I didn't. And plus, I was
kind of
bullied when I was younger.
Yeah, you never got that. So now you're an adult, and you're going through peer pressure.
That makes sense.
And so really what's in your heart to do, you don't want to do. You want to sit back, and you want to be the jigger. You know, you want to sit back and now you want to bully everybody else. You want to make fun of everybody else shit.
You're punking them.
Yeah, punking them.
Oh, what's the new name again? I'm sorry, man, but what, tell me the new name. Speak real clear.
Exclusive Tensei.
Exclusive?
No, Explicit Tensei.
Explicit?
Tensei.
Tensei?
Mm-hmm.
Let me go read this name. Are you still in the chat room?
Yep.
Explicit Tensei 913.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Explicit genius.
Yes. Now, of all the things you said, I would agree with that. But see, where your genius is, you don't really want people to know about that because, see, you didn't do too much of making fun of other people who do that. Uh-huh. You done made so much fun of them till you really think it's a fucking joke. You sit back and laugh at their ass, make fun of their outfits, make fun of what they dance in, make fun of what they sing in, and all of that shit. You done made fun of yourself so much till you scared to death to do it. Because you are supposed to be in the spotlight singing.
Oh, my God.
But you done clown that shit so much so you can't take it serious.
Oh, my God.
Now, just so everybody can get a feel for where me and Brother Bilal is coming from, sing something for us tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Sing it like you mean it, like it's the last song you'll sing in your life. That's how intense I am. I want to hear this.
I'm trying to think of a song. Hold on.
You ready?
I just can't think of anything.
Oh, yes, you can.
There's only a couple of million songs, a couple of 100 million.
You sing all the time. I don't know how you can't think of a song. Do some jazz for us. Do some of that.
Okay.
You ready?
I was looking up the lyrics or something. I don't know how the melody completely goes, but I'll just freestyle it.
You want to freestyle it? You don't want to do something you know because there's quite a few songs that you know.
Don't leave yourself here. You'll be up thinking all night about this.
I'll freestyle this one.
Okay.
Okay, I feel comfortable with this one. Oh, my God, they're going to play the commercial. Oh, my God.
Them that's got to get, them that's not to lose. So the Bible said it still is news. Mama may have, Baba may have, but God bless the child that got his own, that got his own. Yes, the strong is more, while the weak ones fade. empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, ooh, Baba may have, but God bless the child who's got his own. There's got his own. Be with a dead, I got his own. Hey, yeah. Money, you got lots of friends crowding around the door. Where you gone spending it? They don't come round no more. Rich relations give, put some bread and set. You can't help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Baba may have, but God bless the child that got his own. That got his own, Mama may have, ooh, Baba may have, but God bless the child. God bless the child. God bless the child that got his own. That got his own.
Well, that was nice. Standing ovation. That was great.
Thank you.
That was great.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, Punk. All right.
So visualize your healing so you can really start getting into your work.
All right.
And stop punking it.
Powerful.
Yes.
All right.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Well, we're going to try to get one more caller in here. Let's see if we can. Let me look at the time. One more caller in here. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 217. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
217. Yes, greetings, 217.
Oh, hi. I'm Miss Blue. Hi, Brother Blau. How are you doing?
Hi. Hi.
Good, good.
This is Christy calling from Illinois.
Christy from Illinois. All right.
Yes.
And Christy, you want to give us your birth date?
It is 1977.
Mm-hmm. Same cell group all
Where are you exhausted at? What's going on with you?
Actually, I feel like I'm in a pretty good place. I guess I'm exhausted in decision-making. I have a lot of different ideas, and I never really stay focused on one thing. And I like where I'm going. I just want to see what else I can do to stay going in that way. Because I'm kind of... I feel like I'm in a better place.
Okay. What you would tell us where are you where you feel you are?
A lot of self-realization, finding out different things about myself, getting to know me, something I never really took time to do. Finding out what I like, what I don't like, what are some of the things that I want for my life. And some of that has come through. I'm struggling now with, like, my education, which way do I want to go as far as careers and stuff like that. But my overall, I'm not as riled up as I used to be. I'm doing a little better on that aspect.
Okay, okay. Because I'm looking at your shadow side. Let me check something.
Let me.
Go ahead, Miss Blue.
While Brother Bilal is taking a look at that, one of the things that is coming up, and this is a deer. Whenever I see the deer, it tells me a couple of things. And one of the things that I see is that even though you're in a good place with where you are you in a relationship, just getting out of a relationship?
Yes. I'm actually... walking the line. I know in my heart of hearts that I'm
lots of problems with your partner. at this time.
But no, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Can you say that again?
I said lots of issues going on with your partner in your relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reason I say this, because whenever I see the deer, I see deer standing in front of you staring. And now, where do you live at again? Tell me again where you live.
I'm in Central Illinois, in Rantoul.
Okay, you're in
right
Illinois.
Right outside of Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, you're in the suburbs, so y'all have deers running around. I don't know if you ever seen deer.
We got deer and damn cornfields and possums, whatever you think of.
Whenever you see deer, you know how deers get hit is because in their eyes, they are not able to process the light and it blinds them. So, you know, that expression when people say you're sitting there like a deer, looking like a deer in the headlight, just frozen. You understand? This is what happens when something opposing what you want to do comes up against you.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
How does that make sense to you? Tell me how that makes sense.
Usually when something comes up, I tend to look at it as being a bigger challenge than what it is, and instead of making a decision, I will not do anything at all and just kind of hope it goes away.
I would agree with that, and I will also agree with one of the other things is that you don't want to do that. You don't want to face anything that is opposing you. Which is basically what you're saying. But one of the things that your spirit guides are mainly saying for you, in order for you to begin to move forward, is that you have to clear these issues up with your partner.
Okay.
You say okay, but that's a real tough thing because you ain't been willing to do it.
No, it's very, very huge. It's something that I can't even sit here and say that it doesn't scare me to think about it. It literally, like, puts fear into me to even think about addressing it. So, no, it's a huge issue. I just know that it's there, and I know that that's one of the things that's it's always in there, and it's my fault because I keep, every time I start to move into something else, I kind of like run back into that comfort zone that I don't even like. So it's kind of driving me crazy, to be honest.
Literally, you are, you know, I see the deer staring at you and you staring at the deer. You know, spirit has a crazy way of showing me these things, but that's you and the deer stuck in there. So is there any reason that you do not have any kind of positive expectations to come out of this, confronting this?
I have some reservations because we've had some issues in the past where our relationship did turn violent, and that concerns me. But outside of just being insecure and not trusting my own decisions, I think all of that plays a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I want people to be 100% clear when you say some situations turned violent.
Oh, well, yeah, we had physical altercations where we had fought and I did get hurt and he's hit me and I've hit him. It's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a good thing.
Right. And, you know, and that's never a good mixture there. And you know that. I'm not going to sit here and preach that to you. But I will say this. You're not completely innocent.
No, not at all.
Yeah. And so why do you think you don't trust?
I feel my main reason that I don't trust is because I forgot how to trust myself. and I don't trust that I'm going to make a good decision.
So how do you plan on learning how to trust yourself again?
I have been trying, and well, not even trying, but working on, you know, when I decide on something or something comes up for me and seeing it through, following my instincts. And you and I spoke before, and you mentioned about keeping a journal and noting things and really seeing, you know, what do I feel, not what do I think, but what do I feel, and am I going in that way? Those are little techniques that I've been practicing that have been helping me. I don't feel like it's completely resolved, but I think they are helping if I feel better about it.
Right. So what is the main thing that's keeping you from moving forward and doing what you really want to do? What is the number one thing keeping you from doing that, honestly?
I know it's a fear of just making a mistake, and maybe fear of how I'll be judged for that mistake. Or just being a bad guy. Sometimes I'm consumed with that, and that bothers me too, that I'm so concerned about what somebody else thinks about my life.
So you don't want to be the bad guy. So as a result, if you're not the bad guy, then what guy are you?
That would make me a victim, which I don't want to be.
No, I want you to say that again. If you're not the bad guy, then who are you?
You are the victim.
Yeah, you're the hostage, and that's the role you've been playing. Doing a great job at it, by the way. I need to add that in. Really good. You know,
Is it an Academy Award waiting on me?
You've been real good at being a hostage. You know, I've been a hostage twice in my life, and I must say I'm not a good hostage at all. But you doing a really good job at being a hostage. You know, one of the things I want to tell you is that I teased my sister. You remember when high-definition televisions first came out?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I told my little sister that she was HD, too. And she said, I'm high-definition. I said, no, you're high-drama. High-drama. And, yeah, I don't think it's so funny no more when I call her HD, you know. But yeah. I think you, because once I get into your aura, you have one of those auras that really, you like drama. In fact, that's when you function best, when you got a lot of drama going on. So either you're in the midst of the drama or you're going to somehow pull some drama to you. Can you see that, though? I mean, really?
I do. I see. I know a part of me enjoys a challenge, and I know that I create situations that make things challenging for me. And that, and I know that, and I'm trying to see
how to
stop grow past that. Grow past that, because it's keeping me from what I know. I know where I want to go, and I know the things that I like to do. Well, at least I know some of them. And I know that playing that script over and over again, it's a habit. It's like just like a warm blanket, and I put the shit on, and I just keep doing it. And even when I'm mad at myself, I still do it.
Right. Well, here's what I'm going to give you permission to do. Today, I'm going to give you permission to release drama from your life. You can officially release drama. And next time, and I thought I would never say these words ever in my life, but I'm going to say them to you. The next time you get that urge to create drama or you feel some drama is coming next to you, watch soap operas. And then project all of that energy onto them. And you can keep that drama in a box away from your real life. And so with you releasing that drama, see, because if you see that drama on television, then you can know that you don't need to create it in your life. But there is a part of your essence, I don't know no other way to say this, that requires drama. You've really kind of trained your aura feel to attract and create drama around you. So now, once you start watching the soap operas, you can start training your aura for what you really want, which is pretty much what Future talks about, love and affection.
Yes.
So you can use your song and you can meditate with that song and visualize a gold light covering you with love and affection. And whenever you feel that drama creep in, I want you to cut on the television or go online. I want you to watch Atlanta Housewives. I want you to watch one of them reality shows with a whole lot of damn drama and get all that shit out your system so you can leave drama and get on with your life.
Okay, that's a pretty simple technique. Actually, it sounds kind of fun. So, watch the TV, that's a simple stuff.
Yes. So you have to definitely train, or not train, or really kind of groom your aura so that it can learn how to feed and respond to things that are not drama, because right now you have programmed it for drama. And so even if we talk here today and get you to the core issue, if you didn't hear this part of it about you and drama, you would still, you would clear it up and bring the shit right back.
Yeah.
So let the actors and the actresses have the drama, and you get on with real life living. See how that works?
Yes, I do.
That's good.
Simple concept.
All right, Brother Bilal.
That was beautiful. That was real good. let me ask you first before I go anywhere. Let me ask you about numbers and teaching. What's your relationship with that?
I work in like a form of accounting. I'm an accounts payable. And as far as teaching, I feel that teaching is more in line with my spiritual work.
Okay. Most definitely numbers with the accounts. You in a very good area with that. Banking is very good for you also. Anything in that area, the shadow side I see for you is the research side. But you know what's going on? Back and forth.
Yeah.
You too much back and forth. That's the main issue.
And that's the damn drama.
You are, yes, you are constantly waiting on something. Your methods are not good. You're waiting on something to change instead of changing it, because if you wait on it, it's going to flip you. You sit around, you like you're waiting on something. You're waiting on something. So and even though you have you're very ambitious, but you still like you're waiting on something, and you're getting caught up into old methods. You got to let old shit go. Just like if you go and buy a new car, you could buy a new car today. You're not going to use the same methods if you go back next week. It's a totally different salesman, totally different interest rate. Everything is always evolving, and you need to evolve with it. You just staying stuck in one pattern. You're locked in tradition, and the shit keep you going back and forth. And this is also a touch of you not want to take responsibility for doing research.
Okay.
You have a strong sense that you, and look, you know how to uncover things. You know how to unlock mystery. See, some people call it research, and some people call it being nosy, because you're nosy also. But the thing is... and we'll call it research, and we'll call it your nosy research. You have to be, you have to do your research. You have to do your research before moving. Find new ways, even if you're doing old things, find new ways. Stop waiting on everything to change. Change it yourself because it will change on you. So the back and forth has to stop. Because no, guess what the back and forth is called? Politician. You're a politician.
Okay, yeah.
Stop politicking. That's why I keep going back to the same thing. Stop politicking and go back and forth. You know what I want you to do? I want you to get into some crossword puzzles, Sudoku. What, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you need to do something.
So now, yeah, that's what I'm actually playing. Freestyle.
That's your
round
number. See, that's it. See, that's your thing. It'll help you zone out to channel the information you need. You have to constantly keep your mind going into new methods and concepts. All right, but that's my main issue with you. Don't have so much pride where you can't move forward. It's all right to be wrong and come to a realization, you know what, I was wrong this time. Don't let your pride get in the way of your fall.
Yes, so true.
All right, and when you said research in what areas?
Anything you're doing, research it so you could have something to stand on. What I'm saying is, just like at work, don't take nobody's word that they did the damn job. Go do it. Go find out for sure because it will trap you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take no one else's word because it will crush you.
Okay.
And that be the cause of you ending relationships because you took somebody at their word, they lied to you, but you just as responsible for you because you never went and researched it.
Yeah.
All right, but numbers is that's your thing. Numbers is most definitely your thing. And you also came back to invent something like that crossword puzzle because your whole thing is in numbers. You're so precise with numbers. See, that's why you back and forth because you got to go back and forth over the numbers to make sure this shit add up. But see, something ain't adding up with what you're talking about. That's why politics coming in. Because you're like politicians. Something don't be adding up with that shit, but you still vote them in office, and then you find out 2 years later what wasn't adding up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stop politicking.
Beautiful.
And I'm sorry, Ms. Blue, I do have one question for you.
Yeah.
You said spirit guides. The spirit guides that are around me, is this someone that I knew, or is it just someone I don't know, I guess?
Well, you definitely, I always say this when I talk about spirit guides because someone you knew as far as you're talking about ancestors and that kind of thing, of course, you're going to always have them. They're going to be close by you. But you also have other people in your life that has been close by you. For some reason, I see a woman. I don't know. Looks like she could have been a sister, aunt, or somebody had passed.
Yeah, I've had both. Well, not sister, but I have had an aunt and a younger cousin.
Okay, maybe that's it, because that's definitely, I see a woman that looks like she could be an aunt and someone else that could be maybe a sister, like a younger person. And the number one message that they are sending to you at this time is to remember the happy times, you know, because I'm seeing the aunt kind of pass. Did she pass kind of sudden?
We knew she had cancer. I guess I wasn't expecting it to be like, you know, she had cancer at the beginning of the month and maybe, you know, within a month or so. Yeah, it was more
what
like that.
She's really kind of given me that impression that her passing was kind of quick for her. And then your younger cousin, that looked like that was kind of her too. Of course, you know, we can say based on our age, but it looks like both of them had some pretty quick passings. And they're saying that, you know, this created a lot of feelings amongst the family and a lot of different pain and different things. And so they're both saying just remember those really, really, you know, beautiful, happy times and not dwell on the ending of them. But they're definitely both around you and close to you. And then there's also a gentleman that's telling me that to give you the message, and this has something to do with water. It looks like it's either an ocean or a lake or something that you guys will be together again soon.
A ocean or a lake, and I'm sorry, my phone was breaking up. You said what else?
It looks like an ocean. It looks like a body of water, and like there's some people fishing or boating out in this water.
Mm-hmm.
And, the message is that you guys will be together again.
Only thing I can think of, I had an uncle who passed before I was born, and he was stationed in Hawaii. And he was killed in Hawaii. And my mother spoke with him so much, his presence was always felt. But he, I think he passed in 69 or something, and I wasn't born until like 77. But he did feel like he was around. That's the only thing I can think of for a gentleman in a body of water.
Yeah, it's a lot of water around, a beautiful scenery, but it's a lot of water, and he's just kind of giving that message that, you know, that you guys will be together again. I didn't say love interest like I did the other sister because I didn't feel that. This felt more like a relative, like you said, an uncle or something of that, in that nature. So you have ancestors that are close to you, and you have spirit guides that are around you as well. You have 11 spirit guides, which is really about helping you to go through different transitional points of your life. So you have quite a few of them that are all there surrounding you and really being close. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny because I just one night, like, if, you know, I feel something, it's too damn crowded in this room. How many of y'all are in here kind of deal? And I was joking, but I guess I wasn't joking.
No, they're there. And, you know, one of the beautiful things is that they definitely don't interfere in your life. And so whatever choices you make, you know, they are there for you. But you can definitely ask them for signs and support to show you different things, and they will. They are there to work toward your highest good, and all you have to do is reach out to them. You're a very intuitive sister, so, you know, definitely, you know, you want to begin to, you know, tap into this energy in one of the most purest and loving ways that you can do it to give you strength, to really kind of help you to move forward just continue on your journey. You know, just continue on that journey.
Mandatory to be around water too. I'm glad you said that. You need to give out water as much as you can.
Ooh, well, maybe that's
most definitely your element. Oh, that's the element.
Yeah, he's all into this water. Yeah. Like, he is just jumping around and having time and really enjoying himself in this water. You know, the message he sends to your sister is just to tell, to your mother actually, not your sister, is that he definitely loves her and he wish he would have been able to tell her that more.
That would be beautiful. I will try to tell her that, but I don't know if she's going to hear it.
Oh, yes. You'll be open to hear that from her brother.
That's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And he's also saying sometime when they were younger and kids, I don't know who has something special around Valentine's Day, because that's like a big day for him.
Who has something special around Valentine's Day?
Just kind of save it. You may want to ask your mom about what your uncle's connection to Valentine's Day is, and maybe she'll be able to tell you a story or something, because he really giving a big significance about Valentine's Day and, you know, splashing around in the water and really having a good time. So it may be some childhood thing that they all know the joke, inside joke about Valentine's Day. But mention that to your mother. I would love for you to email me or call back into the show and let us know what she says about Uncle and Valentine's Day. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I will. I'm sure she would love to hear anything like that, because his presence has always been there with her. She's never let go.
Yeah.
She would be very happy to hear that.
Well, beautiful. All right. Well, peace and love to you, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, guys. Have a good evening.
All right.
All right. You too.
Well, that is going to do it. I see all of you guys still on the phone line.
Live in concert.
Yes. Yes, yes, we are definitely not going to get to everybody tonight. I do want to encourage you guys to reach out to Brother Bilal, BilalTheExperience@gmail.com for those soul alignment readings, and as well as contact us for being part of Self-Invested. And all you have to do is email question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. And Brother Bilal, I just want to thank you, as always, for coming in.
Thank you. We had so much fun. Time flew by. Man.
Wow. Yes, it did.
It did. Great time.
So many more people on the phone lines, you guys, but it's always a joy when we can come on here, bring you guys messages, divine messages from Spirit, and what a powerful night to do it, walking on the shadow side. I think everybody got a good dose and a taste of that tonight, which is beautiful. I wish everyone love and light as they continue on their journey. Blessings to you guys, and see you back here in the remix on Sunday. For the rest of you guys, see you in Self-Invested tomorrow night.
Yes.
And peace and love to everybody. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. Much love, warm spirit, and peace and love to all of you guys for hanging in there. Don't forget to download, download, download. And if you like the show, you know what to do. Get yourself over to Facebook, to the Remix Radio page, and like it over there. Leave a comment if you love it. Love it on iTunes. You can do that as well. Or you can leave a comment right here on blogtalkradio.com/theremix. You can leave it there. Or you can email me. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. So peace and love and blessings to all of you guys out there. Much love to all of the ancestors out there. And much love to Brother Bobby Hemmett and Queen Linda as well. Want to send them some love and light as always. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Peace and love, everybody.